Hi. The Cowan Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Cold or sweaty is no way to go through life. Call my guys at Care Heating and Cooling. They will hook you up. Whether you're hot or cold or your nipples hurt, whatever, they're going to help you. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust. And stay tuned after the podcast for bonus episodes from past shows. Probably with me and a fatter guy.
Goodbye.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels, Ohio State freshman forward Amari Bynum confirming today he'll return to the Buckeyes for his sophomore season. Averaged nearly 10 points and almost 5 rebounds a game, Bynum did. This comes just days after Devin Royals moved to the transfer portal. NCAA women's tournament continue with a pair of regional finals tonight in Fort Worth. Top seed Texas faces second seed Michigan, and Sacramento, which one seed South Carolina, playing TCU. Baseball, Cleveland Guardians begin a series in Los Angeles against the Dodgers tonight. Parker Messick pitching for Cleveland. It'll be Roki Sasaki for the Dodgers. And the Cincinnati Reds at home with Pittsburgh. Braxton Ashcraft pitching for the Pirates against the Reds' Chase Burns. This update brought to you by Green & Sons. Find your next Kubota tractor at Green & Sons, located in Mount Sterling and north of Marysville, and online at greenandsons.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
About to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear hole.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
How? Good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Monday. Welcome in. Hello, good, clean boy.
Hello, Common Man.
We got a big program today. Foodgasm at 4:46. I don't think I'm getting credit for something. In the food world?
I think you get a lot of credit,
no,
so
you know
I'm curious to see what you're talking about.
I want more.
Sure you do.
I want more.
You wouldn't be you if you didn't want more credit for the good things you've bestowed upon us.
Jason's Beef with our guy Jason Stark at 5:30.
Big baseball weekend,
right? Weren't you wearing a different shirt before? Did you change your shirt?
Oh, you know what? I went to the Ryan Baker emergency shirt. See, this is one of the first times where I did not have time to go back home after a midweek haircut, and sometimes it can be a little scratchy, so for some added comfort,
you changed.
I had
your
a plain
shirt.
White tee, and I had the Nicole Sheeran Peace Up, A-Town shirt in the trunk of my car.
She sent me a picture the other day.
Yeah.
In the bathroom right. With a cup of coffee again.
She's a nut job. Well, why would you have any open container? See, this is a problem with my wife too, with eating upstairs and in strange places. She will take a bowl of cereal up to the bed and eat it in bed while she's reading a book or something,
well,
and then she'll just leave it there on the dresser.
At least that makes, well, that doesn't
sometimes
make
she'll
sense.
Forget, and then I'll go up there, wander up in the bedroom, and I'll see an old bowl of cereal with the milk sitting in the bottom of it with the spoon there. Like, honey, this is disgusting. This is not the place to eat your cereal, and you should not be drinking coffee in the bathroom next to the toilet. It's disgusting, Coco.
She was drinking it on the toilet. That's the photo I got.
Circle of life.
Circle of life.
Thank you, Elton.
Uh-huh. Hey, jackets are done.
You're killing them?
That's it.
I'm tremendously disappointed. Don't get me wrong.
I'm so aggravated.
I'm losing hope.
No, it's done.
You don't make them done.
Have
yet.
No
they're
hope.
They're in the picture.
It's not. They're in the picture.
They're in the playoffs if they started today.
They don't start today.
I'm aware.
Okay.
I know.
You're no longer the team that has a game in hand on anybody.
No.
All right. Matter of fact, Ottawa's played one less game than you. And they're 2 points down on you. I'm going to tell you something. When you look, Rick Bonus got a little taste of what this team was.
Do you think he's been saying
earlier
to himself,
in the season?
Oh, you know, like, have there been those moments where he said to himself, okay.
Usually what happens when you have a team that misses the playoffs, and again, yes, they're still in it. I got it. And if you want to play Sunshine Brigade? I can't say that damn word.
Brigade. A brigadier.
If that makes you feel better, it's like, oh, they got all these games left. And first of all, they don't have too many games left. And you desperately needed 2 points for every single home game.
This weekend was don't get me wrong. I don't want to verbally. You'll do what you do. I'm going to hold a sliver of hope because I'm more pessimistic when it comes to this type of stuff. You are majorly pessimistic when it comes to this kind of stuff because we're also dealing with a team that doesn't really earn a lot of the positive vibes because we have been through this before. They don't really make the postseason most years anyway. So when they get into a position like this where they play this kind of hockey, you do want to pull back on the reins and say, oh, maybe this is the same old team. They got time left. They're going to have to beat playoff teams if they want to get into this. It's just that was a disaster. There's no way around that. Saturday and Sunday
both were a disaster.
Was a wreck.
Saturday's
you couldn't do that.
Effort was a disaster. The fact that it was a tie game with, what was it, a minute 15?
Shouldn't have happened.
When they tied the game. No. It was a miracle it was even tied.
Yeah.
The Sharks were skating around you the entire game.
Shouldn't have happened.
And then yesterday, giving up the 3-goal lead, I'd like to say, how often do you see that? And the answer is quite a bit.
Quite a bit when it's this team. Yeah.
Usually what happens if you miss the playoffs by a couple points, you can go back to a couple games and say, man, if we just did this there. The problem with this Jackets team is not, well, if they just did this or that or a couple games here and there, it's if they didn't have these epic meltdowns, give up these leads. We're not just talking about a playoff team. We're talking about a team that could be first in the Metro.
If my uncle had nuts, then she'd be my aunt, okay? They do it.
I know they do it.
I messed that up on purpose, all right? This is who they are, so you can't, it's like,
no.
You
I don't want
that,
them to be this.
That's the team that we were. That's the team that led to us having to fire the head coach. We have been that team. So don't even bother yourself with thinking that way. Oh,
well,
if we could have just
think that
taken
way?
Care of business when a decent hockey club would have. They didn't do those things.
How can you not think
the
that
third
way?
Period woes. They're just get 2 third period goals to the Sharks and then throwing away a 3-0 lead, and it's who you threw the 3-0 lead away to. I had already made up my mind that I wasn't even going to be happy even if we won the game. Even if we won the game in overtime
after
or won in the shootout.
Overtime?
I'd already declared, when that goal went in with 11 seconds left, I just said to myself on the couch, I declare I'm pissed off either way. I will not be happy if
absolutely.
Someone scores an overtime winner with a razzle-dazzle move.
You can be relieved. But
you still would say, I can't believe we gave them an extra point when we were up 3-0 and played that first period. That's the problem. That felt like if this thing continued on, and again, I hope it's not dead, but that could have been one of the best moments on a Sunday afternoon after the week that you had, knowing that you needed that win to get yourself back into a primary position to make the playoffs. The fights, right? I mean, you got the fight with Goodbranson, and then you go right to the fight with Olivier. It was rocking. You had the extra goal to go up 3-0. It was so much fun. And then the collapse. And then you start playing selfish hockey. Bonus said it himself. He wasn't even kind to this team, and I do appreciate that. He was not making any kind of, oh, you know, we're still in the picture, we're still in this thing. He wasn't going with much of that on Saturday and yesterday. He was calling it out. I think Saturday's line with him was, we didn't have the legs. And, you know, sometimes you might not have the legs. We're playing a lot of games. We're putting a lot of energy into this. You might not have the stamina. But then there's a certain type of recipe that you have to go with, and he was calling it out saying guys just kept trying to make plays like they had their legs, and clearly the Sharks were that far ahead of us. And then in that third period against Boston, it just got selfish, and look what happened.
There's a There's a lot of guys on this team that don't know how to adjust their game. And that's a problem. And unfortunately, one of the guys that consistently takes dumb late game penalties is the guy with the C on the chest.
You can't have it.
I mean, how many times do you look up in the final 5 minutes of a game and Boone Jenner is sitting in the box? You can't have it. You're the guy that's supposed to steady the ship. All right. If Fantilli's out there trying to go through three people and play like his hair is on fire, I'll at least excuse it away because he's young and the skill set is there. But Boone's got to know better. The composure starts with the veterans. And I'm sorry, the team doesn't just take a crap because Olivier leaves the game or because Severson is hurt.
And what purpose does that serve trying to go for a little poke check, you know, outside of the blue line?
It doesn't.
What is that play going to do anyway?
The ref to blow a whistle.
And then you throw your hands up. You know what you've done.
You're essentially daring him to blow the whistle. Now, chances are you're going to lose that game anyway.
This team struggles enough when the other team goes empty net and plays with their hair on fire to try to get an equalizer or an extra goal. It's hard enough when it's 6-on-5 for the Jackets. I feel like we can never touch the puck to deposit an empty net goal to get a safe victory. Then when it's 6-on-4, you felt it coming. You felt that it was going to happen, and it did. Charlie Coyle's got to make a better play to try to end that game. He wasn't up for that one, and this, you're shrinking, the season is shrinking, but now your chances are fewer and fewer, and you have two games against the Carolina Hurricanes this week.
They look absolutely gassed, and that's the problem when you start the season and the type of hole you're in is that mentally you know you have to play a certain type of hockey for the rest of the year to keep your head above water, and sometimes you just can't do it. Because it's mentally and physically exhausting.
And it does. It looks like the physical toll is almost outweighing the mental toll now.
Well, whatever.
Where they just look like a slow... When it gets into these third periods, they look like a slower team. And I know that was a busy week. They played last Saturday, last Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday. But all these other teams are doing the same thing with the break that it was.
This time of year, everybody's playing.
But not everybody's playing for something. And you're seeing how it's affecting Columbus right now.
Yeah.
And that's too bad.
Bruins were playing for something.
They still are.
They could have put their head down and said, going into that third period, well, this isn't our night.
And this is what you wanted, right? You made the coaching change so you could do something with this season. Now you are here. You're living in this moment. And it might be slipping away. I sure hope it's not. But, man, two games against Carolina, one at home Tuesday, one on the road Thursday. Let's go.
Well, there's that. You still have to go to Montreal.
You have to go to Detroit. You have to go to Buffalo. You got to go to Montreal and then Boston again here at home.
Good luck with all that.
It's tough.
All right, coming up next, Teddy was weeping last night. We'll tell you why. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You should avoid northbound US 23 between London Groveport Road and Rathmel Road. That is currently blocked due to an accident. That's also causing slowdown on southbound US 23 from 270 to London Groveport Road, about a 10-minute delay there. This report is sponsored by Credit Karma. Want to make the most of your tax refund? File with TurboTax on Intuit Credit Karma. They help you get your biggest refund, and then Credit Karma helps you do more with it with a personalized plan designed to help you hit your money goals. Start filing today in the Credit Karma app. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Eric Reeser and T-Bone staged the first annual Fan 5K. People had a good time and no one died. Yay! So we decided to do it all again. It all goes down Saturday, June 20th in Otterbein.
Presented by the Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center.
Will Reeser's muscular calves explode? Will T-Bone's beard choke him while running? More importantly, will Tyvus, Common Man, and Timmy make total fools of themselves?
Maybe.
Magic 8-Ball says, signs point to yes.
Register today at 971therace.com.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
And weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Mostly cloudy skies for today with highs into the lower 70s here this afternoon. As we head into tomorrow, we'll see even warmer temperatures with highs in the upper 70s to near 80. But it will be very windy as winds gust out of the south and west up to 40 miles per hour. And then we are tracking some rain showers likely here by Wednesday with highs in the 60s. And that's a look at your 10 weather impact forecast. I'm meteorologist Aaron White here on 97.1 The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
The only show that can bring a dead queen back to life. This is Common Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. You know, is your noodle less than al dente?
You don't want it that way.
Maybe you watched all the sports this weekend and... You know, in the case of my favorite teams, watched the Blue Jackets crap one away yesterday.
White Sox, none too good.
White Sox were up 7-2.
Oh, so they got a win yesterday.
No, gave up 6 runs in the bottom of the 9th inning and lost that game.
As
and
they do.
Maybe you went to, perform last night. Things didn't go your way. Maybe it's your crappy teams, or maybe it's ED. Either way, call my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. They have treatments with success rates well over 90%, and some treatments can even have you last an hour or more.
Dear God.
Call them today, 800-900-9654, or visit tristatementshealth.com. Promo code, Tortorella got another job. What the hell are we doing?
So Vegas, baby.
Vegas has 8 games left. They decided the way to salvage their season for the final 8 games is to hire John Tortorella. All right. Look, there's a chance it could work out, I guess. But what an odd move. First of all, I can't believe he got another job. Second of all, I can't believe he got another job with 8 games left to go in the regular season.
And he's got a job with a team that is currently in the playoff mix. They're in the postseason in the Pacific Division right now with 80 points. Yuck.
How nice that would be.
Is this not the year where Gary Bettman and everybody agrees you've got to get rid of this? Oh, we want to have some playoff rivalries start up. We want to make sure that the division is playing each other. It's absurd the way that that's going for the Western Conference this year. You can't have that, right? You don't want to have that kind of disparity between teams that have actually earned it on the scoreboard with points. I mean, you've got the Minnesota Wild that have 94 points in the Central Division. The top team in the Pacific is the Ducks. They have 86. You got to go back to a straight 1-8 seed. I don't care about this divisional stuff, really. Come on.
Bad news for Teddy last night. The Columbus Aviators lost their first game ever. They were in Orlando. That was their first game ever, too.
That's the Storm.
The Storm, that's right. So I'm sure you watched a lot of that game, Teddy.
23-16, Orlando got it done.
I did watch a decent amount of it. It got off to a bad start. The Aviators fumbled the opening kickoff.
They came back, though.
Led to, a touchdown, and it was tied at the half, and then they had a bad third quarter. That's where it really went south. They have some red zone issues they need to fix as well. It's kind of like how the Buckeyes were this year, They get down in there and they could punch it in. settle for some field goals. Or
the Aviators just like the Buckeyes. I heard you.
Who was that hefty field goal kicker? I saw some of the highlights. That dude had some girth on him, man.
Yeah.
He must be able to move that football. Who is that dude?
Yeah, I don't know his name.
It's a jack kicker.
All right, that's the that's the Aviator talk for the day.
You know what though? That was way more descriptive than I think you're going to get anywhere else in the city.
Of course, we'll all be tailgating on Friday because the Aviators open up their home schedule Friday night against DC. Right, Teddy?
That's right. I think they got the 6:14 kickoff or something like 6:14 day or kickoff something like that on Friday.
Is that Gavin DeGraw?
Thank you, Ted. Thank you, Ted. You suck.
Half-time. I don't want to be anything other than
oh, chariot.
Can't wait.
It's going to be fun.
Bad news, good news, I guess. Although it's good news, apparently, to some people. Amari Bynum is coming back for the Buckeyes, so there's that.
Yes, that has to happen.
Rumblings that perhaps he would be going to, like, Nebraska or something like that.
There was something on social media where he was selling his team-issued backpack. You know, back in the day in Tatgate, that would have been the end of the program. Now it's no thing. And we thought, oh, God, he's selling off his stuff. Bynum's out of here.
Maybe it's just a piece of crap and he doesn't want it anymore.
Piece of crap? This is handmade quality crap we're talking about.
I'm sure it is handmade.
Nike, baby.
And Devin Royal is in the portal. I didn't see that one coming. I'm told by some people that doesn't matter. That we're going to go in the portal and just replace him. Easy peasy. I don't know how you can look at the portal history the past few years and say that's going to be the case. You're losing a guy who can get you double digits on the scoreboard to the portal, and that's a big deal.
So this is a two-sided coin for me, because I think you and I are in the same camp where we didn't love Devin Royal. We didn't love, like, the look in his eyes.
I got it.
Never really trusted him to be.
But at the same time, you have to replace the production.
There was production there. And I've also heard stories, and we saw some of it play out as well when we got late in the season. And there are dudes on this team that were going to run through a wall, even if they were sick and not 100%, to try to play. Like, John Mobley initially didn't want to have a surgery on his hand. Like, he wanted to fight through it and tape it up and see what he could do. And then you got games where he was invisible in that Virginia game, Devin was, when you absolutely needed it. And then he just straight up sat out of another one. And I don't like those types of things, and I don't think many people do.
I agree with you.
But my point is, like, when I tweet what I tweet, when I saw this news yesterday, and I make that clear, no one needs to tell me what the forwards layout is going to look like and how Devin Royal's move to the three maybe wasn't as beautiful or as pretty as we would have hoped. But you have to find a place. You want to retain your roster first and foremost, especially the guys that are producing, and then it's going out in the portal and trying to swing big and find bigger production than what we've been previously finding. Because if you got a guy that's approaching 15-7 type of numbers, that's a lot better than what your starting five was giving you in Christoph Tilly. So there are ways that you can adjust the flow where you can play a little bit smaller and maybe have 2 fours on the court the same time, especially with Anthony Thompson being more of like a three or a stretch four, as they would call it in the NBA. You need guys that do something. And like you said, where's the proof? If we look back at, you know, maybe the last 10, 11, 12 guys, and is Micah Parrish the best one we've had in that span?
That's your portal hero.
Who is a role player on a San Diego State team? I would have been thrilled if my third guy in a portal class turned out the way Micah Parrish did. I'd be like, dang, that was great. That was a good find.
Yeah,
like,
he turns
really
out
did
to be
something.
The star of the portal class.
You had Stewart and you had Bradshaw. They were 5-star guys. They needed to be huge hits, and they couldn't have been more bum-worthy. I can't believe how little impact those guys had for this team, especially Ahmad Bradshaw, more so than Stewart. So that's where it is for me. I have to wait and see. Anytime you lose somebody, I'm willing to wait and see what kind of big hits you're going to have in the portal.
I'm not saying
we
it's
haven't
the end
had
of the
those.
World. What I am saying, to your point, is that you're right. We haven't had those. And it seems like we sit here every single year and we bemoan the lack of depth on this team. Well, That's what happens when guys like this walk out the door.
I just don't know with where most of the chorus was with Buckeye basketball a month ago, and rightfully so. Again, there's got to be standards again. Forget about what Mark Titus wants to yell about, you guys. You've got to have standards where settling for anything less than being a perennial top 25 team and being a team that should be able to chase a Sweet 16 or better and finally crack in a few years and be thought of to be a top 2 or 3 team in the Big Ten going into a season and not just a top 10 team to finish middle of the pack, then what are we doing? So you've got to go. I just can't believe the flip was there where now Devin Royal goes into the portal and we're like, no big deal. We got Anthony Thompson coming in. Tim, I don't know what you're worried about. We got Bynum back and we got Anthony Thompson. You're telling me he's going to be a walking 22-10,
I guess,
as a true freshman?
I guess.
We don't necessarily know that. I mean, I'm glad we have a McDonald's All-American again. You've got to get back to winning some of those recruits, and I hope he's great, but are we automatically just good losing a player like that?
No, you're going to be young. Right? Again?
Bruce is gone.
We'll have to hear about that, right? Because Bruce is gone.
You need an engine for your team. You need that.
You're going to need guys who have been there before.
Yes.
Even if the production is questionable. And you need to build the depth so that the 5 guys on the floor to start the game don't feel like they have to play the entire damn game.
Please, please do not tell me, oh, we're fine, we're good. We lost in the first round. We're still trying to build this back. I'm good with what Jake and his staff did taking a step this year, but don't try to tell me, oh, all good. It's part of the plan. No, the plan is ongoing. The plan continues.
We had some absolutely insane basketball over the weekend. We'll talk about that coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're going to hit a 5-minute slowdown due to a crash in the right lane on northbound US 23 between London Groveport Road and Rathmel Road. We also have another delay due to a crash on Dublin Road near Dunlavin and Glen. This report is sponsored by Ohio 811. Call before you dig. Contact Ohio 811 at least 48 hours before you dig. It's easy to do, and it's the law. CenterPoint Energy, Columbia Gas, Duke Energy, and Enbridge Gas want you to dig safely. Contact Ohio 811 every time you dig. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Panama Ted would like to inform you that this ain't one of them. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
This dumb show brought to you by the Hinderer Motor Company. Hey, Shador Sanders, him too. He's changing his number from 12 to 2. So
I'm tired of all this number crap. I don't care. I really don't. I saw something else about a jersey number. E.T. just tweeted out yesterday when Devin Royal was gone. He said, I'm not giving 21 to anybody again. I said, good.
He shouldn't have to give 21.
You're one of the best basketball players in the history of this program. I believe it was his call, and he let Devin Royal, being a Mr. Basketball in Ohio, coming to Ohio State, a great honor for him to wear 21.
21's my number, Murphy.
It is, E.T. It is.
Good.
Good.
You know, a lot of people wanted to crap on Matt Leinart because he's not giving his number out. That's the school's decision to retire your number. What good is the gesture if you go and ask somebody every year to unretire it for some 5-star jabron?
And it's your decision to not let it back, and people shouldn't have to look at you a certain type of way. If there is some, you feel like it's a once in a quarter century type of recruit that is coming in there and he wants to do it the right way by writing you like a handwritten note or speaking with you in person to like politely ask to have the number, that's up to you.
I don't begrudge them for wanting to
neither do I.
And the school shouldn't be asking every 10 seconds, because then what's the point of the honor?
And retire number four, finally, too, for Buckeye basketball. It's time to get that one up there.
Basketball from the weekend. The ending of UConn and Duke was one of the greats of all time.
Did you like that?
I mean, it was... Well, what do you say about that?
I don't know what you say. How Duke just, like, a 99.9% win chance at a point during that basketball game. The lead that they have, or the lead that they had, they're just... They're an absolute machine, and you can see whether they've got some youth there with the Boozer twins as true freshmen, and just up and down their roster, though. They play hard. They can hit shots. When Cameron Boozer gets going in the inside, he's almost impossible to stop. There's no answer for a guy like that. You see it. Like, you can defend him. You can not leave your feet, do everything that you're supposed to do in the paint, and he's still going to shoot right over top of you with his soft touch. And they play defense, too, the way that they can defend. UConn, for a point in that game, they were 1-for-18 from three. You tell me, how in the world is a team like that going to shoot that clip and still somehow have a script to claw back into the game and win?
Win the game.
It's unbelievable
that
you can have that shooting clip against that Duke team as a one seed and still even have a chance to win it in the end.
There are times in sports, and we still try and do this sometimes, where we try and manufacture drama. And that was my problem with, like, Elam ending and crap like that, is that you're trying to artificially manufacture something like that. And the reality is, you can't artificially manufacture something like
that. You got to have a team earn it.
It's just, that's what makes it special,
is
that type of thing. Did you see the camera reactions too from like Raftery and Grant Hill? Now, Grant Hill's a Duke guy, so he's probably just in shock. But these guys are calling the game, and they're literally without speech. They don't know what the hell to say.
It's great.
They watch college basketball all day, every single day, and that left them speechless.
I think the broadcaster booth camera angle is a very cool thing to have now. So after it's all said and done, and we've already seen the TV shots, I love these multiple angles, which technology gives us a chance. You have some that are on key family members. I've been seeing people want to get a shot at Carlos at the booze cruise, because he, after the most recent game, they had it on him and he was waving.
He's waving goodbye.
Bye-bye. You know, bye-bye. So yeah, it would have been nice to see the shock and awe. You see it with Hurley's parents, his dad being the famous high school basketball coach in the state of New Jersey. And his mom, I think, did like the holy bleeping bleep. Like, you can see her mouthing that. It's great. But Bill Raftery, his reaction is priceless in the delay. We'll listen to some of the calls from today a little bit later on in the show, but my God, that was just pure joy. It was tough to watch for sports watching. We had the Jackets going on. We had that Duke game going on. I'm trying to watch the end of a dramatic PJ Tour event too, with a big win there with my guy, Gary Woodland. Fantastic. What a fantastic.
Your guy, Gary Woodland?
My guy, Gary Woodland. We went to KU the same years. I was the reporter for the Kansas golf team, and he was the up-and-coming star player. He was just a sophomore at that time when I got to know him, and you could tell, like, this dude would...
Did you hang out with him?
I wouldn't say we hung out, but I talked to him a ton. We saw each other almost every day at the golf course at Alvimar Golf Club in Lawrence, Kansas. The way I would say it is, I know him, he doesn't know me, that type of thing.
Well, can't you say that about everybody? Like, I know Sydney Sweeney, she doesn't know me.
I know those when I see them.
Nice cans.
No, it's not the same thing
at all. It's not the same thing.
Teddy's a big fan too. How great was that? This dude had a baseball-sized hole in his skull.
Amazing.
3 years ago to get a lesion removed of his brain that was affecting his fear receptors.
Lesion of doom.
Legion of doom.
Yes.
He was waking up thinking that he was going to die. Something was going to happen to his family. He was going to fall to his death.
So it was impacting.
It was impacting his whole entire life. And then after that, people thought, oh, he's beat this. He's good. He just came out, what was it, 3 weeks ago and did this interview?
Yeah.
Where he said, I'm not good. Like, this sucks. Like, yeah. I have PTSD.
He still has issues, yeah.
There was a tournament where people were too close, like, behind the cameras, behind where the golfers, you know, take their swing. And the hole later, he had to tell his caddy, he was like, you got to make sure people are a good distance away from me. And then a hole later, he just started bawling, just lost it. Just starts crying uncontrollably.
I didn't know that.
And I can tell, like, knowing who that guy was, stoic demeanor, hit the ball a ton. He had that one thing that any athlete has to have to make it, and it was confidence. He was the most confident guy I had been around on the golf course. And to see, like, what that did to him and just affected everything about him, it's wild. And so, you know, Tiger had that win in 2019. Gary Woodland, who is a major champ, I say, if you could win one major championship and never win another one, he did it. He won a U.S. Open at Pebble Beach. I don't know if it gets any better than that. I'd take that over one win at Augusta. And he won that and never won again.
Yeah,
and
but
then
that
he climbed
was,
back to this point yesterday.
That was before he had all the issues.
Yes, that
right?
was before.
Yeah.
And then he had it,
and now
and
he
it completely
had it,
derailed him.
Removed the tumor.
Mm-hmm.
But he's still feeling the after effects. But
yes.
This is the first time he's won something
absolutely
since then.
Yep, the first win since then. And he was up by 7 strokes at one point on the back nine. And our guy, who we're both becoming fans of, Minwoo Lee, the young Aussie, great mustache.
Terrible mustache.
He was pumping all the fans up. He got his butt kicked yesterday. Everybody did by Gary. And the whole tour is just in love with this guy right now. And he's going to be at Augusta because he got the win. I can't wait.
See, that's why you're here. You add some layers, some nuance to the conversation.
And he'll be back, I would assume, he'll be back at Jack's place with a big win like this.
You can go up to him. Be like, hey!
He did.
You remember me?
No. You'll say I'm lying. But there was a moment. This was like 5 years ago. I always get my press credential early in the week. And I like to go up there maybe Tuesday, Wednesday. Wednesday of the big pro-am, so we do a lot of things. That's when Anthony Rothman is there and trying to get the interviews with Peyton Manning, unless someone else wants to talk to Peyton Manning as well. But he was there on the 16th tee, the par 3. And I was just hanging out, just kind of watching. And Gary Woodland and his caddy came up. And as he was, and this was a practice round too, so everybody's a little bit more laid back and you might chat with some fans and sign some autographs. I was about 20 feet back there just standing with my arms folded, and he glanced over there. He looked at me, he smiled, and he gave me a finger point.
And like, I just, like a shooter McGavin?
Yes, he did. He looked. He
why,
looked
didn't you say, why didn't you say something
I did,
to him?
I did. He was
hey,
getting
Gare.
Ready to lock in for a shot, but I just gave him a smile and a pointed back. We
Timmy
just locked
Hall
eyes.
From KU over here. Remember
hey,
me?
Hey.
Yeah.
Rock jock, baby. Rock jock.
All right. Well, I expect during Memorial Week.
We should get him in studio.
To get him on.
Yeah, we should get him on.
Yeah, well, that's on you, buddy.
Great dude.
Yeah.
It was honestly one of the coolest sports moments for me. In a long, long, long time to see him win that event yesterday.
All right. Well, I'm excited to talk to him. Chat about his tumor.
He might be too afraid.
What do you mean too afraid? To come in here and talk to you, his old buddy?
With you here.
With me? What are you talking about with me here? I'm like a teddy bear.
This whole thing is terrifying. I don't even know how I do it.
Well, you know what? If it's any consolation, you don't do it well.
Shut up. It's good. It's good.
Let's talk about other people that don't do their jobs well. Coming up next, Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You can expect some slowdown due to an accident that's on Dublin Road at Dunlevin Glen Road. And there's a couple-minute holdup on westbound 70 on that west side near Hilliard-Rome Road. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Can't get enough of your favorite fan content? Good news. We're on all the digitals. Follow 971 The Fan on X, Facebook, YouTube, The Talk, and Gram. Your digital home for endless shenanigans. The Fan.
Planet Fitness has...
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by KDHVAC, doing whatever it takes to keep your home comfortable. The Fan.
A show with copious amounts of fart sounds. Emphasis on copious.
Oh no, I got a fart, but I don't know which way to lean.
This is Man and Timmy.
Fishy has handed me the plug sheet for tomorrow. It's Hot Take Tuesday with T-Bone and Tyvis, 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. Jean-Luc Grandpierre, the Hyphenator, will join at 7:17. Ryan Day will have a spring press conference at 11 o'clock. And, of course, you can catch that right here on The Fan. And then on this show tomorrow, Girthy Tuesday.
Oh, it's thick.
Inside the Buckeyes, yep. Rapid Fire, see you next Tuesday, Timmy time. And don't forget...
What's the Timmy time going to be tomorrow at 5:30?
Wednesday is April 1st.
Yeah.
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 Wednesday is April 1st.
You know what? I just got asked recently.
What's that, Timmy?
I got asked for the top five best head of hair here with the Fan personalities, and I feel like people have generally been nice to me and included me in that list somewhere. I think we've talked about your new flow. I'm starting to let it grow out. You're starting to let it grow out a little bit. The general consensus is we like the look.
Adam King was rubbing his genitals
on
me.
He was. It offended me a little bit that Adam walked by you today. He's a lover boy for you. He talked about the hair, and I got a fresh cut, and he said not a word, not a single thing. I'm wearing, you know, my nice jewelry today. I had a nice jacket on. He didn't say a single thing. No compliments. Just walked right on by.
You're not his type. I don't know what to tell you.
But we've got you, me, if we could include Adam King, he's kind of a part of our team here. He would be fighting for a spot. Bo Bishop has always had a great head of hair. And then there was one guy who's a college basketball maniac that I never thought of in this regard, but I think we got to start talking about Rhyme Time's hair. He's got a lovely head of hair. And I like how he styles it, too.
Did you see how many pieces of pizza he put down today?
Yes, he threw down about 22 pieces
say,
of pizza like it was
14
nothing.
14 pieces of pizza?
I said something to him.
I mean, he's a taller guy. He's a younger guy. He's in his mid-20s. But as he gets older, that could be a thing he has to watch.
He had to hold that plate with two hands.
Just saying.
It was like a 2 o'clock snack, too. I mean, I'm assuming he already had lunch.
Zepbound written all over him.
So where are you at with the hair rankings?
Where am I?
Where are you at? Like, who's got the goods here?
Who's got the goods?
You don't even want to play this game.
Well, I mean, it's not Fishy. Fishy's a cue ball.
Fish is bald. Why are you mentioning him?
Even though I did. Bone is a cue ball.
You say I'm not observant, and I've missed a couple here lately with you and with Teddy, but when you notice when Fishy gets a haircut, which I did today, that gets you some kind of extra points. Because I could tell that he shaved it in the back there, got it extra tight. Okay.
That's all.
That's all, huh?
That's all. You know who doesn't have a good head of hair? C.B. Bucknor.
C.B. Bucknor.
Right, Teddy?
Can't call balls and strikes either.
C.B. Bucknor is one of the longest tenured umpires in Major League Baseball, and he has just been a huge pile of garbage for his entire professional career. But I got to tell you, man, you know, being a Major League Baseball umpire is being like named to the Supreme Court. You retire
once
when you
there,
choose to retire, or
there.
You die.
Yep.
It's one of those things.
Also, not a great head of hair.
I said CB, no good.
Big baldy.
Bald, but he had six pitches overturned by ABS yesterday, including consecutive called third strikes, which does not surprise me at all. Red Sox manager Alex Cora was asked about him after the game, and he said, he has one job to do. It wasn't his best day. Yes, but you know what the thing is? You're going to see a lot of these stories about C.B. Bucknor just like this season, because he has consistently been awful. I also decided that I hate the ABS.
You decided that after one
I don't
day.
Like it. I don't like it.
And did you hear the crowd after Suarez went at him two times in a row and won both of them? And they were on the close side. I think we can agree to that.
The first one was. The second one was a couple inches.
The second one was a couple inches. The first one was, right on the line.
Yeah, the first one's really
without
close.
Touching it. So it was they were great challenges by Suarez, risky challenges. Because that's got to be, I know it's why you want the batter to do this. There's something innate there where you have a feeling. Like you've played baseball for so long, you can tell when something is a little too close to you or off the plate. And that was a good job.
It's a big situation, too.
Yeah, and that really showed that baseball sense for Suarez to go and do that.
I love how, because he rung him up both times.
Yeah, he rung him up. And the second time, Bucknor looked so pissed.
Yes.
He looked so agitated that, how dare you challenge me? Well, everyone knows you're one of the worst at doing this.
You won both.
Yeah, I'm good.
That's why.
My home crowd's about to erupt here when I win this second challenge in a row.
We also had a first yesterday because, C.B. Bucknor was bad. We had our first ABS-related ejection yesterday. Twins manager Derek Shelton. I got to tell you, man, you could have given me 1,000 guesses as to who was the Twins manager. I'm not guessing Derek Shelton. Would you?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Director Ron Shelton? No, I wouldn't have guessed that.
He was ejected yesterday in the 8-6 loss to the Orioles because Orioles closer Ryan Helsley appeared to walk Josh Bell, which would have put the tying run on base, brought the go-ahead run to the plate. However, Helsley challenged the ball, and it was overturned for a strikeout. But Shelton says he didn't challenge quickly enough. Because it has to be sort of like an automatic tap of the head or challenge.
Yeah.
You can't.
And who determines like what the time period
is? The umpire.
Is?
The home plate umpire determines. You're too late. Sorry.
Is that supposed to be 4 seconds? 5 seconds?
And there I can see C.B. Bucknor doing that. It's like, all right, too late. But I just did it instantly. I don't care. Strike.
Get out. You're gone. It worked out for the Orioles in that case.
This is the thing. I think that as technology evolves, there's going to be people trying to get away with manipulating. That's the word that I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Manipulating the technology. I mean, the obvious part of that is sign stealing and Astros and all that. There's one thing too. I got a guy on second base and he's reading the catcher's signs and maybe he rubs his leg.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You can talk about, is that gamesmanship? Is that sportsmanship? Whatever. It's up for debate. Using binoculars and a trash can and walkie-talkies and all of that, I think we can all agree.
Right, it's too far.
No good.
Yeah, it's too far. Using electronics to try to
I know
change
Major League
the game.
Baseball has said, oh, well, these balls and strikes things, the broadcast feeds on a 9-second delay inside the ballpark, and the players in the clubhouse won't be able to see, and you can't call the coach or the manager to challenge the call for now.
Mm-hmm.
Until guys try and find a way around that.
Do we find our way into a scandal with this at some point?
Well, don't you think
it's
just inevitable?
Yeah, I do. I do. That's why it's got to be pretty damn consistent on that delay. Or it's like we said, you have to have every single broadcast choose to get rid of that K-zone.
Jeremiah Smith wants to talk about perhaps his worst moment from last year. We'll do it coming up next. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Avoid southbound Buckeye Parkway. Going from Sunridge Drive to Winter Creek Drive, that's closed due to an accident. We also have a crash-causing holdup on northbound Stelzer Road at East 17th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Casting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. Baseball tonight. Cincinnati Reds open the home series with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Braxton Ashcraft pitching for Pittsburgh. Chase Burns on the mound for the Reds. Cleveland Guardians in L.A. to meet the Dodgers tonight. Parker Messick and Roki Sasaki, the starting pitchers in that game. The NCAA Women's Tournament with regional final games tonight in Fort Worth and South Carolina. One matchup has top seed Texas facing Michigan. The other top seed South Carolina goes up against TCU. Ohio State freshman forward Amari Bynum confirming today he'll return to the Buckeyes for his sophomore season. Akron losing head coach John Gross to Charleston, where he'll replace Chris Mack after leading the Zips the three straight NCAA tournament trips. This update brought to you by Dr. Mark Levy. If you're snoring and not sleeping, call 1-800-MORE-SLEEP or visit sleepbettercolumbus.com. Stop snoring, sleep better, and live better. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Common Man is one soiled bed sheet away from being Jeff Remmer's legal guardian. This is Man and Timmy.
Hey, please subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy.
Click.
Subscribe. Every single show comes right to device free of charge. Podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I saw this, Timmy.
What you got?
So I saw that Amazon, we talked about this last week, they're going to do some Masters coverage this year.
Yeah, they're going to have the Thursday, Friday, 1 to 3 p.m., which is going to be...
Before it hits CBS.
1 to 3 or 12 to 2. It's going to be 2 hours coverage on top. And as disappointing as it is to tell you what their coverage previously was... That was going to be 40% or somewhere in that neighborhood add-on to what you previously could see.
The entire thing is still not going to be televised. You can watch some of it on your browser.
You have to watch all of it there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're essentially saying that in 2026, the Thursday-Friday rounds, which are obviously massive, that's how you play your way into the weekend.
Any round of the Masters
any
is
round,
massive.
Yes, so... You're playing a morning wave and then you're playing an afternoon wave and then that can flip flop. So pretty much one of Scottie Scheffler's entire 18 hole rounds, you will have to watch on a web browser. And I'm not sure, I meant to check this like on my big screen TV to even see like if every brand of TV has the ability to put the Masters app on that, which is key, obviously, or else I have to, you know, Chromecast or whatever the heck from your cell phone to put it on there.
Well, they've announced the broadcast crew for the Amazon rounds, and it's Terry Gannon.
Terry Gannon from NBC Sports. Long time golf commentator, NC State basketball player.
And his analyst with him
is...
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, hi, Jack Nicklaus here.
That makes me happy.
Absolutely.
that makes me happy.
Jack's going to be there the entire time. They'll have rotating analysts as well. Some other guys will pop in and pop out. But
cool.
Terry Gannon will do the play-by-play, and then
Hi, I'll be there too. Yeah.
That's great.
Absolutely.
I thought of you because we did a little Raising Cane's on Friday night again, and as I was taking the orders, it's always me. We would go and dine in, but our establishment is getting renovated right now. I told you that, so it's fine. I went, everyone had a long day, and as I was going out the door taking the drink orders, Sarah could not remember the name of the drink on Arnold Palmer. She could not remember the name Arnold Palmer. And she said to me,
Chichi Rodriguez.
Even better. Daddy, you love it.
Gary Player.
She said, give me a Gary Player. I said, oh, would you like me to get you a Gary Player? You would like a little bit of the lemonade and the sweet tea? Yes, it's a very delicious drink. I have three a day. She asked me for a Gary Player.
You ever break out the Gary Player accent when you're in the throes of passion with her?
It's actually my normal accent. This is just an act.
This is an act?
Yes.
Jeremiah Smith. He's good. He's good. However, he had one glaring error in that game against the Miami Hurricanes, and that is not blocking on a screen pass.
Not even for a split second.
Not even a little nudge. Finger on the guy. And was it Keontae Scott? Is that who it was? He took it to the house?
That'd be right.
I'm going to say
that'd be right.
Yes. Actually, we have some play-by-play of that.
And how you doing, little partner?
Fine. And it's little visitor now. Adewoyoli is how you say it in Cherokee.
Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
I got to tell you, I'm very proud of myself.
No!
He throws his pen right across the studio.
Because I
got Teddy, too. I got you!
I had already had...
No, you can't do it! I already did it!
Of course, I know that. I'm an idiot. I wouldn't hit that twice. I had the plan for that today. It was going to be perfect. It was going to be better than that.
Now we'll never know.
No, we won't.
We'll never know.
We won't. But you can, as the show goes on, you guys can guess where I would have implanted that. You got me, though. I did not expect it.
Here is Jeremiah Smith talking about the play. You can say that play's on me. Because we do. And it's something I'm going to learn from, for sure. It's a humbling moment. And just coming into this offseason, I'm going to push myself to exhaustion and make sure that play never happens again. He asked if he continues to think about that play. He said, I won't say I think about it, but something that's always in the back of my head. Especially after that game, it was just always on my timeline, on Instagram, and stuff like that. So, he thinks about it.
I appreciate that, to be the kind of player that Jeremiah Smith, I think, wants to ascend to. This is the kind of player that will have his sights on being one of the greatest wide receivers ever play the game of football. Would you not agree?
Absolutely.
That's where his skill set is.
Absolutely.
And I'm not saying, I won't look at that comment as any type of way and do the, oh yeah, of course it's your fault. It is. I will give him the respect for just admitting that. I'm sure he always thought that anyway. I'm sure it didn't take him from then until now to realize that about not blocking on that play. I honestly couldn't even tell you what the post-game comments were, if there was some sort of maybe non-admission where he was directly asked that and he didn't give that kind of response. I don't know if that's out there. I don't know if that was out there in the ether from the aftermath of that game, because I think a lot is going on. And at that point, who really cares? We lost. There's a lot going on, and there's a lot that you're thinking about other than that one misplay by Jeremiah Smith. We're thinking about special teams. We're thinking about the offense as a whole.
There's so many different things we can point to. The reality is, though, Timmy, is that play was directly responsible for a touchdown.
Yes, and it directly could have cost you 14 points.
Correct.
Where you didn't get 7 marching in, and right, you gave up 7 the other way.
It was a huge play.
Huge.
It was a huge momentum turner. I don't know what would have happened if that play didn't happen. I don't know. But I do know that Ohio State's not playing in that game if Jeremiah Smith's not on the team. That I do know.
That is also true.
I also heard, because he told me, that he didn't say Miami, but he implied Miami tried to tempt him away this offseason as well, and how he wasn't going to be lured by evildoers.
maybe we don't make as big a deal about that. Maybe you're not of the opinion that it is that big of a deal because you're Ohio State, and if you get a player like this when you recruit him out of high school and you find out he's that good, you're going to move mountains to retain him and make sure that
guys are going to come after your guys every single offseason.
Is as good as it could possibly be. But still, in this world that we live in right now, I'm still glad that we've gotten to that we're getting to enjoy Jeremiah Smith's services for his entire college football career. I'm very happy about that, and I think we're all really excited to see what he can do in his final go round here in 2026. Maybe a 2,000-yard season could be in order. I mean, let's set the bar high. We know what this guy is capable of doing, so we want to set the bar really high for him.
Somebody died, Timmy. We have to dedicate the program today. James Tolkien. Maybe you're saying, who the hell is James Tolkien? 94-year-old actor. He was Strickland in Back to the Future.
Hey, Strickland.
A movie that you and I quote.
Yep.
Probably. And we probably aggravate everybody out there the amount of times that we quote it.
You're a slacker, Marty, just like your old man.
He was a slacker, too.
I'm going to have you right where I want you, in detention, if you don't change your ways.
He was also, in the third one, he was the sheriff.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yeah, I do. Had the handlebar mustache.
He also was in the He-Man movie. Dolph Lundgren?
I didn't see the He-Man movie.
You didn't see He-Man?
I didn't see He-Man.
Teddy, you were banging with the He-Man, weren't you?
You watched the He-Man movie?
No, I've never seen it.
Oh, come on. Courtney Cox?
Never seen it. Sorry.
He was the ship commander in Top Gun. Come on.
You've seen Top Gun, right?
You've seen
Top Gun.
It's been a long time since Top Gun. I didn't see the new one. I ain't seen it.
He's pretty much just in the beginning, right? Who was Top Gun's first wingman that went on the fritz? He had to help him land on the aircraft just to survive. And then he and Goose, they got the call, and he was upset about it. He was like, they were supposed to be going to Top Gun. They were number one.
Yeah.
Now he's gone. Now you're number one. You two bozos are going to Top Gun.
Yeah. He was in the end, too, when he asked him, like, where he wanted to be, or what's next for him. And he's like, yeah, I'm thinking about basically going back to teaching at the Top Gun school. And he was like, oh, dear God, help us all. Something like that.
What a good actor.
Did you put any audio in from him?
I don't think there is any in for him.
Don't do it.
But you said earlier, I'm going to go put some Strickland in, and you walked away.
But I
walkie.
But I would have told you. I would have told you.
I'm going to go do this.
There was a lot going on.
By the way, we had a little party today.
Yeah.
For our buddy Dom Taberry, because today is Dom Taberry's 45th anniversary at Channel 10.
Amazing.
45 years.
You going to make it to 45?
Am I? No.
You answered that.
Are you talking about age? Or?
Well, I already made it to 45, the age. Years here? No.
Teddy, you might make it to 45 years here.
No.
No, remember the time where Teddy's tenure was interrupted?
Yeah, but if you count the beginning, where would you be if you?
It's close to 30, I think.
It's close to 30 at that point. So 15 more.
No, that's not happening.
I have no chance.
You have no chance of making it through the show today.
I don't.
No. That's it for you.
See you, bozo.
After the lack of Strickland sound.
That's it, buddy. I'm going to go put some Strickland in.
All right. I wanted to do it, but I didn't get around to it.
Is Miles Garrett going to get traded? Details next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 25-minute delay due to an accident. That's on northbound 71 on the south side between Frank Road and Greenlawn Avenue. And we've got a bit of a slowdown on westbound 70 downtown between the 71 East Split and Livingston Avenue. This report is sponsored by Ohio 811. Call before you dig. Contact Ohio 811 at least 48 hours before you dig. It's easy to do, and it's the law. CenterPoint Energy, Columbia Gas, Duke Energy, and Enbridge Gas want you to dig safely. Contact Ohio 811 every time you dig. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello!
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Jets are making a push to the playoffs.
Islanders and Adam Fantilli, one more time, puts it in the net.
Listen to every exciting moment, including an extended pregame show for weekend games.
Proud to be your home of the Jackets. The Fan.
Hello, it's
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Look for partly cloudy skies overnight into Tuesday morning across central Ohio. Mild overnight lows in the 60s. On Tuesday, we go all the way up to 80 degrees across central Ohio, and that's a near record high. And it'll start dry in the morning and then watch for a 20% chance of rain or even a thunderstorm in the afternoon, more prevalent across northern Ohio. On Wednesday, that's the wettest day of the entire week with a 70% chance of rain and highs right around 70. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
The number one pizza expert and the number four college basketball expert at the radio station.
Just from looking at your clothes and weight, I can tell you all watch a lot of free network television.
This is Man and Timmy.
This dumb show brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. I saw that Nothing Bundt Cakes has sold for $2 billion.
How about that?
Man, I was wrong on that.
You were? You had opinions on where Nothing Bundt Cakes was going to end up?
I'll never forget it. I'm driving around with my wife, and I saw the sign for the first location in central Ohio.
Sure.
And I said to Kristen, I said, Nothing Bundt Cakes? That'll be gone in 6 weeks.
That'll
what
never work.
What kind of stupid name is that? Now, I had not had the product yet. Mm-hmm. I still contend. I contend.
You contend.
It's a stupid name. It's a dumb name. However, then I went and had the cake. And I'm like, oh, I hope this doesn't go away. I hope their stupid name doesn't make them go away because this cake is delicious.
No, you know what? The name ceases to be stupid when you have the product. Then the name becomes fun.
I don't know if that's true.
I think it's
still stupid. It's like when you hit a bad looking three, right? And you're not passing the ball. You got time left on the shot clock.
You're saying like the points are the points.
I mean, you get the points, but it's still a stupid shot selection. I still contend.
You contend.
That Nothing Bundt Cakes is a stupid name. However, the product is excellent.
$2 billion.
Yeah.
So they were bought by KKR and Company. I don't know what these guys do. Rourke Capital acquired them in 2021. So they had already, the original founders and owners had already sold a big cut of it to a big guy.
Johnny and Jamie Bundt?
Yes. Jameson Bundt.
Yeah.
Yeah. So good for them.
Well, they cashed out, man.
They are terrific. Oh, I think you've got a spot up there in Dublin that's not too far away.
We do.
And when they come out with that key lime,
Nothing Bundt lime cake. Guy, huh?
Oh,
it's good. I like the citrusy cakes.
For the regular ones, yeah, the lemon is always a go-to.
They got a raspberry white chocolate that's delicious.
They
have a pumpkin one.
They have a red velvet that's standard,
yes,
don't they?
Red velvet
that
standard.
Really good.
Did you say the lemon one?
Yeah.
Yeah, lemon's delicious.
Yeah.
If I could get one cake from there, thankfully I don't. I get many, especially with the Buntinis.
I'm seeing what they have right now.
The little tiny ones. Oh, the lemon's fantastic.
I'm seeing what they have right now. So they should have some seasonal stuff. Okay, now available in all sizes. They put a little Nilla wafer on top of this, though. It's not my favorite flavor. Banana pudding cake.
How could people love that? You're not a banana guy, though.
I love the Nilla wafer, though,
on
top.
Teddy, you like the banana?
That's beautiful.
I do like the banana.
I know you hate cherry because you're a communist.
Cherry sucks, but banana's good.
Okay.
I would like this. I like a carrot cake.
I love carrot
cake. I think carrot cake is really tasty.
You could put
really
cream cheese frosting on a shoe. And it would taste good.
Warm taste of cinnamon and nutmeg with carrot and pineapple pieces. Oh, the little hint of pineapple. They have an Oreo cookies and cream cake.
Delicious.
They have the confetti. That one's always there. And they've got the lemon, the strawberries and cream. These are some of the classics that are always available. Red velvet, chocolate chip, white chocolate raspberries. You said that's high on my
list.
That's a good one. Lemon raz and chocolate chip cookie. Mm, all good ones.
Oh, by the way, before we talk about Miles Garrett, I got one more food thing I want to do.
And then we have Foodgasm coming up at 4:46.
Yeah, I don't know why I said I have one more food
thing.
I have many more food things.
A lot of food things.
Actually, I have something in Foodgasm that really grinds my gears.
I
feel like
a local
company is being disrespected, and I won't have it. But I've seen recently that we've had some write-ups in the New York Post and Fox News.
Oh, yeah.
All of a sudden now people are writing about Columbus-style pizza. Is it any coincidence that everybody's talking about Columbus-style pizza when the radio idiots are doing their pizza madness?
I agree. I think about it every time I see something.
We've sort of set this entire thing in motion. You know, last year with our first ever pizza madness, we reminded everybody just how good the pizza was in this region. And now people are getting hip to the jive. We're getting interview requests to talk about pizza madness and what brought on the vision for pizza madness. You eat pizza. It's a celebration of pizza. That's all it is.
What if the second time you've been asked to do a national TV interview, go to the satellite link. Maybe we can do it here in our 10 TV studios. We should. And you're going to go on with the national news. First time it was after you interviewed the sitting United States president.
Mm-hmm.
And the next time it'll be to talk about pizza.
That would be...
What would be more of a thrill for you?
The pizza. And that would pretty much sum up my career arc.
Sure, right?
Yeah.
Talking to the president and talking about pizza. Mm-hmm. That's the range. That's the range that you got to have when you do an afternoon drive show like this.
First of all, I'm glad that Columbus-style pizza is getting some national attention. All right? I don't really care for some of the ways that they write about it. Because it's you know, they take like someone who's been out of journalism school for 2 seconds. And, oh, actually, it's Donato's. And yes, Donato's is a big part of Columbus-style pizza. But there's so much more to it than just that. And what's funny is I clicked on the Fox News story because somebody had sent it to me. And all the stock images they have in there are like pictures of not Columbus-style pizza. It's like, oh, yeah, they're big with pepperoni. And then they show you like some girl holding a New York slice with this big-ass piece of pepperoni on it.
Right.
Which looks like a delicious piece of pizza.
Right. Don't
show
me. But
it's not the article that you're writing.
Don't show me images of a Little Caesars hot and ready. Right.
Yes,
like
exactly.
Actually go to Flyers or go to JT's or go to Pizza House, who just won.
Pizza House won the whole kit and caboodle,
the whole
Tommy's
damn thing. Yeah. Go somewhere that has a true tavern Columbus style pizza, Central Ohio style pizza.
I love.
And we're not all sweet sauce here either. That's the other thing.
Although you do like a sweet sauce.
No, but I'm saying I don't think if we went to, if we looked at all of our Central Ohio Columbus style pizza spots, I wonder how many of them would say that they consider their sauce to be a sweet sauce.
Less than half.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, there can be, and that's what's great, because I want you to do whatever you think is best for your pizza. As far as, is it sweet? Is it more on the bold side? Some pizza places have select offerings where if you want a spicier sauce, we'll do it for you. And then here's our traditional one.
All right, let's embrace this, okay? Even though maybe the stories aren't written exactly how we'd like them to be written.
It's still great to be acknowledged.
They're still mentioning Columbus-style pizza. You know, I think that's great. And I think what we should do now is we should take the next step. Timmy and I are going to quit this job, and we're going to get a school bus, and we're going to take people around on pizza tours. I've told my wife we're going to have a little hit to the income. You know?
And
I drive the bus.
And I just found 12 tons of Kit Kat bars.
Whatever,
so
man.
We'll be able to hand out fun size Kit Kat bars to everybody
we'll
on the bus.
We'll take you a little tour, right? Who's going to drive? You drive the bus? I drive the bus?
Teddy.
Teddy drives the bus?
No, I know a guy, a former fan employee.
String Bean can drive the bus.
Yeah. He'll have such great
stories.
And then
you and I can get on the microphone and.
And then he'll try to one up the story.
Absolutely.
Yep. I remember when a bear was driving my bus.
Bear from the circus. He hijacked a school bus.
Thought we were going to middle school, and the bear took us into the woods.
Miles Garrett had his contract reworked. A lot of people looked at this and said, does this make it easier now for the Browns to trade him? And on the surface, it does, because it cut down on the amount of dead cap money that we're talking about. But here's what Andrew Berry had to say. If we wanted to trade Miles, we wouldn't have needed to make a contract adjustment. So it doesn't have anything to do with that. Miles is a career Brown. He's one of the faces of our organization. I think we've been very clear, both past and present, in terms of our feelings. I understand all the questions. I'll be honest. I don't really want to waste a ton more breath on the topic. So
okay.
That is Andrew Berry.
Who
still has a job for some reason. I don't know.
I don't know if just him saying that completely shuts the door on what a team without much direction is going to do when you're holding on to a player of Miles Garrett's talents and all likelihood, the bulk of his best play is done, right? I'm not saying that he can't at 30 years old, 31 years old, and even 32 years old, go out there and be awesome. I would expect that he would, but I'm just saying
he's on the back nine.
He would be making the turn right now, if not on the 10th or 11th hole at this point.
I read something today that made blood shoot out of my eyes from a local publication.
It's always good.
I'll tell you about it in 2 minutes. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Traffic is slowing down due to an accident that's on the left shoulder of westbound 161 after New Albany Road. And we've got some more hold up due to a crash on northbound Stelzer Road at East 17th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Credit Karma. Want to make the most of your tax refund? File with TurboTax on Intuit Credit Karma. They help you get your biggest refund. And then Credit Karma helps you do more with it with a personalized plan designed to help you hit your money goals. Start filing today in the Credit Karma app. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Ben and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
We interrupt Office Ping Pong to bring you an immature radio show.
Oh, God.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Foodgasm coming up at 4:46. Jason's beef with our guy Jason Stark at 5:30. I miss local journalism. I do.
So do I.
Some of it still exists. We work here at 10TV, and there's some, you know, very fine journalists that work here. And before you start yelling at your radio, I will remind you for the 9 millionth time in my almost 23 years that I've been here, I am not a journalist. I am a monkey who is paid for my opinion and paid to entertain you.
I'm glad you think so highly of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Now make me a bicycle clown.
But I saw this in the Dispatch today, and I'm like, I can't believe this is where we are. Actually, this is from yesterday's paper. I can't believe this is where we are with the state of our local newspaper. The headline is, Will Tiger Woods Play Golf in Ohio This Summer? What We Know. Okay.
I'm surprised that this surprises you.
I'm going to read you.
Knowing what we've known about the Dispatch for the last several years.
The entire article. No. I'm going to read you the entire article.
I don't want you to.
I'm going
to
read it. Teddy gave it to me in the prep, and I'm going to give it to you.
It's a yawner. I don't want it.
President Donald Trump said on March 26th that golfing legend Tiger Woods would not be playing in this year's Masters tournament scheduled for April 9th through the 12th at the Augusta National Golf Club. A day later, Woods was involved in a car crash in Jupiter Island, Florida, and was arrested on suspicion of DUI. Woods himself has yet to comment on his plans for the Masters. As a past Masters champion, he always has a spot in the field. But another tournament could bring the legend to Columbus this summer, the U.S. Senior Open.
Ah.
Now the next headline, Tiger Woods registers for U.S. Senior Open.
Ah.
Woods registered to compete in the U.S. Senior Open, scheduled for July 2nd through the 5th at Scioto Country Club in Upper Arlington. Woods, 50, is not included in the initial field list, but is registered for the tournament, according to Golf Week. Here's a quote. Tiger has entered the championship simply to ensure eligibility, but will not make a decision about playing until a later date.
Now,
a USGA spokesman said via Golf Week, March 26th.
Now pause real quick. Now what we have done in just like the sixth graph of this article is we don't even really have a point right here. Like what are we talking about? Are we talking about Tiger's health? Are we talking about his ability to play in the Masters?
We're talking about nothing.
Are we talking about his ability to play in the Senior Open in Columbus?
Nothing.
Or is it just bouncing off of walls relentlessly until the point where we can't even go and get a source ourselves? We are just going to take it from Golf Week.
Next.
Because that's what we are right now.
Well, hold on. I got two more paragraphs left. Maybe this will convince you this is a worthy article. What is the U.S. Senior Open? Per the USGA website, Senior Open participants must be 50 years of age as of July 2nd. Woods turned 50 on December 30th, which would also make him eligible to compete on the PGA Tour Champions Circuit, according to ESPN.
Oh, according to ESPN.
He has not played in a competitive tournament since the 2024 British Open. Next paragraph. Tiger Woods' past visits to Central Ohio. Woods is not a stranger to Central Ohio links. He's a five-time winner of the Memorial Tournament, played annually at Mirfield Village Golf Club in Dublin. He has not played the Central Ohio PGA Tour event hosted by Jack Nicklaus since 2020. And that's the end of the article. And Tiger Woods is a man.
Are you sure?
And
according to Golf Digest.
According to Golf Digest, Tiger Woods is a man. And
Tiger
according
Woods
to
lives in Jupiter,
a PGA
Florida.
Tour spokesperson, men are able to compete in the Masters tournament.
Tiger Woods has once been to the zoo.
Tiger Woods has a nose. The hell are we
so
doing, man?
This
was written by two
does this
people.
Have two bylines?
Yeah, two
on
bylines. Two
it?
Dispatch
two
staff
bylines
writers.
On it? Teddy, I don't know what I hate more, that you read this or Teddy, that you put this in the prep. Because I thought we were really going to get some
why
answers.
Why did you put this
Tiger.
In the prep? Just to aggravate me?
I was just signifying that Tiger did, you know, register for the event.
Yeah, but it says that he's not even in the field list, according to Golf Week.
But a lot of times these golfers wait until, like, you know, the week or 2 weeks ahead of time on the deadline before they make their final announcement. So this is just saying that there's a chance he could be in it.
Here's what we know about Tiger. It's over for Tiger.
We knew that about
yes.
Tiger.
It's
and I
done.
Think the events of last week have confirmed.
He flipped his car.
He's a drug addict.
He has no idea what he's doing right now. It is very, very sad.
He's getting pardoned.
Tiger's
though.
Done.
What? Okay, he's going to get pardoned. Though,
I don't
so it's
care
okay.
about him getting
so
pardoned.
It's all gone. I mean, it never happened then.
Are they going to pardon him from yes. his issue with narcotics?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, they just take that away from him?
Yes.
Oh, I have no more problem with pain pills. Okay.
That's how it works.
I was seeing...
My leg's grown back. Okay.
Did you guys see that report from People that... Like, he doesn't want to let anybody drive him around.
Well, like too bad,
right,
Tiger.
Right, but the reasons for it, because, like, he doesn't want people learning private things about him. Well, then get somebody that you know.
Learning private things about
Have
him?
Have Kevin Kistner do it. Have anybody drive you around that is in your life already.
This man probably has 19 million people working for him.
Yeah.
He's got personal assistants, chefs. What do you think? He's in there cooking his own meals?
You can't, like, give up the keys because you don't want anyone, like, getting too much into the weeds with you? What are you talking about?
The problem is that you're flipping the car into the weeds.
Tiger.
Tiger Woods likes a good sandwich.
What kind of sandwich you think, Tiger? I bet he's a panini press guy like you.
You think so?
I bet he is.
Think he makes his own paninis?
No.
He's got Joe Panini coming over to make it for him.
How many people do you think are in Tiger's house?
That's what I
on
mean.
On a given day? It's probably...
He's like, he doesn't want to have a driver?
It's probably 10 or more, right?
Absolutely.
He has an estate. He's like half a golf course in his property.
He's got landscapers. He's got all of it.
Gardeners,
chefs,
everything. Yeah.
Gardeners.
His team, right? I would think his coaching staff, his manager.
People scour the internet for Perkins waitresses for him to bang.
Oh, he's not doing that anymore.
He did.
I think he's been dating a Trump.
I know he's dating a Trump, but.
Which one is that? Vanessa?
Ex-wife of the
ex-wife of the son of Junior.
Yeah.
That's got to be.
Does the president
cool.
care about her though? Because she's not in the family anymore.
No, I think Donald told him I'm happy for you. Yeah. I think that's the last thing he said.
They just said he couldn't drive around the kids at all. He's not allowed to.
Yeah, good call.
I would.
Secret Service said he can't do that.
Could you imagine? Ever getting in the car.
Isn't Charlie old enough to drive him around at this point?
That's what I'm saying. The kids have to step in at some point. I'm not saying they should feel like they have to, but I'm sure at this stage you're thinking, how can I help our dad here? And that's something as a son or a daughter, you would think you'd take some onus.
Well,
and maybe
of all,
they've
dad,
tried. Maybe they have tried.
Dad's got to want help.
He does. You got to help yourself. You got to be willing to let people help you. And I'm sure they have, like, texted him and tried. But could you, I'm just trying to wrap my mind around ever getting in a vehicle, because you know what's happened. He's zipping all over Florida, apparently, when Tiger's driving. Could you, like, we all have that person in our life where, like, I'm not getting in the car with you. Or if
Laurie Schmidt,
if we're going on a drive, I'm driving.
Oh, hello.
Someone actually hops in the passenger seat.
Oops, got up on the sidewalk
when
here.
Tiger's like, hey.
There's people bouncing off the car right now, Laurie.
My God. I mean.
Oops, killing some gnats on the windshield.
Nope, those are people. Those are people.
That's why we tried to steer Laurie to the Coda, to the C-Bus.
Or what would you rather do? Get in a car with Tiger driving.
I'd rather do anything else. So pick a bad other thing.
Hot air balloon.
Hot air balloon.
You go hot air balloon?
Oh, I drive the hot air balloon.
You don't know how to drive the hot air balloon?
That's what I'm saying. I take my chances learning how to, like, pull on, what do we call that, a throttle? Like the fire horn, maybe?
All right, how about this? Tiger drives you around.
No.
Hold on a second. Tiger drives you around, or Billy Joel drives you around on his motorcycle.
On his victory motorcycle?
Chances are you're crashing out with
on
both of them.
Orange County chopper. I'm like, Billy, that's the same tree that you've been hitting for 35 years. Don't you know it? Don't you know it's there? Oh, my favorite part about that Billy Joel documentary that they unveiled on HBO not long ago was, I mean, there's never been any DUIs. There's never been anything that's gone against me.
All right.
I'm sure.
Then you're just the worst driver.
Articles just kept popping up about, you know, massive wrecks and what a problem this was.
And he's checking himself into rehab.
Sure. Yeah.
All right. Foodgasm coming up. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
If you need to use southbound Hamilton Road at Winchester Pike, expect some hold up there due to a crash. We also have an accident on the right shoulder of northbound 315 after Bethel Road, causing some delay there. This report is sponsored by COTA. Tapping is already how you move through your day. Now it's how you ride the bus. Pay to ride COTA by tapping your card, smartphone, or smartwatch and go. Learn more at COTA.com/tap. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Jackets are back at Nationwide for a battle with the Hurricanes. Live fan coverage starts Tuesday night at 7.
Sponsored by Atlas Butler Heating and Cooling.
Proud to be your flagship home of the Columbus Blue Jackets. The Fan.
I take care of the kids, my dad, things at work, but I haven't made time to take care of what I need.
Millions of caregivers experience symptoms of anxiety and depression. Go to mentalhealthcareworks.org to learn how to get the support you deserve. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Hey, it's Anthony. Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Their favorite basketball players are Leaky Black and Grady Dick.
That is childish nonsense.
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
I want to celebrate Ohio State athletics. All right?
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
Because
right,
I feel
right now?
Right now.
Right now.
Very quickly. Congratulations to the Ohio State Pistol team. Now, you want to talk about dominance. We've talked about their dominance in synchronized swimming, right?
That's right.
Nobody
Holly
can touch.
Vargo Brown,
yes,
the coach of the synchronized swimming team.
Holly Robinson Pete and the job that she does with synchronized swimming.
Great job on hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Well, the Ohio State Pistol team has won their sixth straight national title.
Man,
how about that?
How about
sixth
that?
Sixth straight.
It's unbelievable for these guys. I'm looking at it. It is co-ed.
Yeah, Pistol's co-ed. It's good.
It's,
I like it.
It's co-ed because they put out a banner, and it had like all of the student-athletes. I call them that, student-athletes. And they're all holding their pistols.
Yeah.
And they're like modified pistols. And the dude and the bottom of the poster, front and center, he's the only guy. So I don't know if he's like the lead boss. He's the only guy that has like Hitman double pistols.
Oh,
and he's
that.
Like crossing them over his chest like that. How badass would it be if he got a tattoo of like both of his pistols laying on his shoulders like that, the way that he would hold that pose.
That would be badass.
Wouldn't that be something?
As long as you don't develop breasts like I have.
Then it would just, it would just blow up.
Nah, nah.
They're all like crazy. They don't look like guns. Does that make sense? They're very like modified looking. With what they're shooting.
Can you go to a pistol event?
Why not?
Because I think I'd like to go.
Right. And where do they do their pistoling?
I don't know.
What are y'all doing your shooting?
You just go out the saloon doors and there you go.
Man and Timmy present. Oh, yeah.
Sponsored by GoGermain.com. Shop 30 brands and over 4,000 vehicles only at GoGermain.com.
I had a great morning this morning. Because I contend...
You contend.
...that a trip to Mickey D's to dine in, to enjoy a nice breakfast, not a lot better than that for me in this world.
I don't disagree with you, buddy.
And Jack and I have a nice little standing tradition anytime we start up a spring break, or if he's going to have a significant period of time off of school, so start of summer vacation, that type of thing. If it's him and me, and mom has already left the house to go to work because he was, you know, getting a little sleep in time, which is much needed, all the, you know, 4:30 a.m. wake-up calls here lately, so he can get to the gym and work out with the football team, which is great. Great discipline, waking up like that. It's still a little too early. But we got up at about 9:30 or so, heading off over there to the Holowicki Hilliard Rome location. Oh, it was lovely. Very nice on the inside. Sat down there. This is my move. We'll go inside, get all situated, then I'll open up the phone. So I won't go up to the kiosk. I want to use, and that's a pro tip, use your phone still, even if you're dining in, because then you're still getting your points, and you're going to get to see what those app rewards are.
You can do that at the kiosk.
The kiosk is only going to do so much. Yeah, but the kiosk is, a lot of people use that kiosk, and you got the poop particles and all that.
That's a different story.
Use the poop particles on your own cell phone, okay? Keep it in-house. Use yours, all right? Not everybody else's. So sit down there, and you know, he does hot cakes with sausage. That was his move.
That's Samantha's choice.
Hot cakes with sausage.
Yeah.
He got himself a high C drink. Who am I to say? It's, you know, pushing 10 o'clock in the morning. It's start of spring break. We can have a sugar drink. I don't give a flip. And then I went with the $2 app deal. Sausage, egg, and cheese. What did I get?
McGriddle?
Yeah, I got the McGriddle. I'm so glad that the McGriddle became a mainstay.
No hash brown?
Yes. And then two hash browns.
Oh, yeah.
And then two hash browns. Just fantastic.
All right, I got a bone to pick.
Pick away.
Not with you.
Well, pick away, I do, County.
But, yeah. Tasting Table has put together their list of 21 popular American burger chains, okay, ranking from 1 to 21.
All right.
All right. I'm going to start at the bottom. Start at 21.
Start at 21.
Jack in the Box is 21. We don't have any Jack in the Box here in the area. I don't care. What I do care is number 20 on here, and that's White Castle. All right? And that aggravates me. And one of the things they say in their description of White Castle says, customers have complained that White Castle's buns become soggy from absorbing grease. Yes. And
it's a hamburger.
I love it.
It's a hamburger.
I want my buns to be pillowy sponges for the grease. That is a perk of White Castle.
No, I don't like that.
You either like the White Castle or you don't. Don't give me this crap.
This list clearly doesn't. And
well, it aggravates me.
I'm happy that you want to shun Tasting Table.
All right,
let me do this list.
Let me do the rest of it.
It gets worse, though.
In-N-Out Burger is number one. Five Guys, two.
Okay, I got no problem.
I got no problem there.
I got no problem.
Shake Shack is three.
I got no problem there either.
Shake Shack, yeah, okay. I like Shake Shack. My wife likes them more than I do. They have consistency issues. Culver's four. Okay.
All right. The rest of this list is going to suck. And it's going to be really bad until you get to number 11.
I don't know most of these places.
Right.
Habit Burger and Grill, number five.
Here's a rule. If normal Americans have never heard what the flip you're talking about, don't put it in a national top 20.
That's two flips for you in one segment.
Did I?
Yeah. It's two flips.
That's not good.
Just wash your mouth out with soap
there.
What
was the other flip?
But you didn't give a flip if you got a high C.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's two flips.
Off the rip.
Yeah. Off the rip, two flips.
Off the rip saying two flips.
Burger Fi is number six. What the hell is Burger Fi?
I don't know.
7th Street Burger is number seven.
I think that's on 7th Street.
Then we got Whataburger, eight. Don't have any of those. Bear Burger, nine. I find Bear Burger tremendously overrated. Fat Burger, 10. Steak and Shake, 11. Red Robin, 12. Smash Burger, 13. Freddy's, 14. Checkers Rallies, 15. Wendy's is 16. Then McDonald's, 17. Carl's Jr., 18.
What?
Burger King, 19. Then it's White Castle, Jack in the Box.
I think Carl's Jr. and also Jack in the Box, for having those a good amount of time out west, those are way too low. Way too low. The whole, like, 5 through 11, 5, 6, 7, 8... Nine. Well, Whataburger can have a place, but Habit, BurgerFi, 7th Street, Bear Burger, Fat Burger, get them all out of there.
Teddy, have you heard of these places? Have you heard of Habit Burger?
No. I think that's where the nuns go.
Lee!
Good one, Teddy.
I'm searching for it. Habit.
Why? Who
Burger
cares?
Burger Grill. Because I want to know what it is. All right,
what are you going to find out about it in this short amount of
they're
time?
They're based in California. How many locations are we talking about? 372 locations. They must all be out west.
Looks like they have some in the east now.
They do?
They've got some in South Carolina. Looks like they have some... I can't tell if that's either Virginia, Maryland, or D.C. or a combination.
They're on the east and they're in the west, and there's really nothing
in between.
Maybe it's great. I don't know.
Yeah, but...
But because I don't know it, I'm going to poo-poo it.
I just... I want brands that everybody is at least familiar with.
What about 7th Street Burger?
Even In-N-Out Burger and Whataburger, those are more regional, but those guys, people know. People know what they do.
7th Street Burger. It looks like... That's it?
What's it?
I'm looking at the locations here.
Was the last?
I know they don't have any here.
When was the last time? I got to get over to White Castle. We talked a couple of weeks ago about trying the main location here in town. How there's been a hubbub that there's a restaurant in the headquarters, and we're wondering if it is or isn't open to the public to go in there and get a hot fresh White Castle meal.
Conflicting reports.
Because that would be. Really good fun. We're right around the corner from that, too.
All right, this is the headquarters, founded East Village, Manhattan. There's 19 locations. You can't have a place with 19 locations on this list.
All in New York, basically, in the city.
All in New York City. 19 locations, and they're going to put it on this list.
Then I'm putting Crown Burger in Northern Utah on this list.
Go ahead.
If that's what we're
sure
doing.
The whites are there right now.
The whites love it.
Pastrami burger.
There's 4 or 5 locations for them. I think.
Ridiculous. One baseball player gets it. I'll tell you who and why coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're looking at slowdown due to a crash if you're on westbound 161 after New Albany Road. And we've got a couple-minute holdup on eastbound U.S. 33 from 270 to Hamilton Road. This report is sponsored by Credit Karma. When your money's on the line, are you okay with a basic free tax service? Get the confidence of TurboTax with free Fed and state filing on Intuit Credit Karma. Around 37% of filers qualify. Simple 1040s only. See details at TurboTax.com/free. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels, Ohio State freshman forward Amari Bynum, confirming today he'll return to the Buckeyes for his sophomore season. Bynum averaged nearly 10 points and almost 5 rebounds a game. And this comes just a few days after Devin Royals moved to the transfer portal. NCAA women's tournament continuing with a pair of regional final games tonight. In Fort Worth, it's top seed Texas facing second seed Michigan. In Sacramento, top seed South Carolina will meet third seed TCU. After taking 2 of 3 from Boston over the weekend, Cincinnati Reds at home with Pittsburgh tonight. Braxton Ashcraft pitching for the Pirates. Chase Burns for the Reds. And the Cleveland Guardians look to bounce back from yesterday's loss in Seattle, opening a series in L.A. with the Dodgers. Parker Messick and Roki Sasaki, the starting pitchers. This update brought to you by Dr. Mark Levy. If you're snoring and not sleeping, call 1-800-MORE-SLEEP or visit SleepBetterColumbus.com. Stop snoring, sleep better, live better. Breaking sports news. When it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
One watches QVC religiously. The other studies Paige Spirinak's golf swing. This is Man and Timmy.
This is very interesting. I don't know what to make of this. I saw that Nebraska and Missouri are going to play a volleyball game September 6th at Wrigley Field.
Huh, okay.
Yeah.
I know Nebraska women's volleyball, right? Is that what we're talking about?
Correct.
I believe they have a a very successful program.
I'm not doubting that they do. It just seems like an odd venue.
Didn't they do an Iowa basketball game outdoors at their... I know I'm sort of switching it up here, but women's sports, especially women's volleyball, can do very well. And when Caitlin Clark was banging with Iowa, they chose to put a game outside at Kinnick.
At Kinnick, where...
And it got like 70,000 fans.
I understand, and that's where Iowa is. Kinnick. Here we have a situation where you have Nebraska and Missouri...
Playing at Wrigley.
A game in Chicago.
Yeah. So what's that going to look like?
Maybe it's going to be great. I have no idea. It's
the 2026 Big Ten SEC Challenge is what that is. And they're doing, I know you can become exhausted of taking conference games and putting them at neutral sites and trying to make it a specialty type of thing. They've done all sorts of stuff lately at Wrigley. I mean, I think Ohio State hockey, both the men's and women's teams played there. There's probably been a Buckeye baseball game at Wrigley Field here at some point in the past 5 years.
They're
trying to do everything. Hey, they got a little sweeperoony.
I know. I saw that.
Up in Minnesota.
Buckeye baseball playing better. I want to say they're almost at their entire win total for last year.
They're 13-13 when I checked today.
Didn't they have 14 wins the entirety of last season?
Then when they get one more, they'll match it.
That's math.
And I know Tyler Danberg, he's still excited to call some baseball because it's about that season. We're going to hear a lot of Buckeye baseball broadcasts on the Fan too.
I got a bone to pick with Tyler Danberg. He's a good, clean boy. But the problem is...
He could be too clean.
Is that he's just too good. He's too clean. Like you and I like to sit around and just bitch. We like to bitch and moan about people.
And complain
this person's
and whine.
Dumb. Yeah. I can't believe they did this. And then Danberg will inevitably chime in and say, I've met him. He's a really good guy. It's like, yeah, all right.
What did he do that for? Oh, is the dispatch writer.
Whatever. Yeah. It's like, oh, I met him. He's really good. I'm sure he's really good. Can we just
let us hate on some people?
Can we just bitch and moan in the office? Oh, yeah, the Ayatollah is a really good guy. I had a chance to meet him. It's like, oh, all right. All right, he's good. I got it.
The Ayatollah is not fine. Oh, the Supreme Leader's a really good
guy. Get in the muck with us, Danberg.
You're making him out to be like Jeff Rimmer now. Oh, I remember hanging with Bill Cosby, and he didn't do that in my drink.
How do you know?
We don't know.
He doesn't
remember.
Right?
Oh, before you go on, speaking of baseball, I have a bone to pick, too, and it's with my wife. I don't understand, but I've complained, speaking of bitching and moaning and complaining, how sometimes it bothers me how she won't have more give when it comes to give and take on doing dinner. Like, this is one of the biggest things that is discussed in a marriage, right? It's the age-old question, what's for dinner?
Yeah.
You got to be on the same page about that. Why can we not have a simple hot dog night? Thought about this last week. You were going to do it.
Well, that's because it was opening day.
I think that's
the perfect day to celebrate a good tube steak.
So we were up in the air for our Friday night dinner, and we wound up doing Raising Cane's, which who's going to complain about that? Like, I can pivot off of that, but I've got this fresh pack of Nathan's all beef hot dogs just sitting there burning a hole in the fridge.
Does she not like hot dogs?
She loves hot dogs.
Then what's the problem?
And these aren't the bar S $1.09 a pack. Like, I'm only getting all beef. So we've evolved into just bougie hot dogs only. It's Hebrew Nationals. It's Nathan's. Sometimes it's the ballpark. Sometimes it's the Oscar Mayer. But it's always 100% all beef. And I every time I mention it, say, I don't want a hot dog. Like, well, when do you want a hot dog? Because the ones that we actually get at the ballpark suck. And these ones that I'm going to make are going to be kick-ass.
I don't understand the problem with the hot dog.
I'm going to grill them to perfection, too. I'm going to get it whatever kind of blackness or char that you want because I have the flat-top grill to be able to do it now. So when can I ever have a hot dog besides just eating one in shame by myself after dinner time?
You know what you could do?
I'll do all the fixings, too.
Just make the hot dog. Say, you know what? I'm making them anyway. You don't want to have the hot dog? Don't have the hot dog. The boy and I are going to have a hot dog. You can make whatever the hell you want. But tonight's hot dog night.
We're going to do that, huh?
Yeah, that's right. You've been married long enough.
I'm sure that's going to make for a real pleasant evening.
I don't understand why she likes hot dogs. If she didn't like it, I'd say, all right, that's one thing.
You know what else she likes?
What?
Sandwiches. Can we have sandwiches for dinner? No. No, we can't.
But she's got no problem with like a Raising Cane's dinner.
But we can't have the sandwiches because they got to be hot. Is a hot dog hot? Yes, it's fresh off the grill.
Make her a panini.
I'll shred up cheese. I'll dice the onions.
What about a panini press?
A panini, right. I mean,
she won't have a panini?
We do steak sandwiches, but we're not allowed to have cold cuts for dinner. Sometimes Timmy just wants a cold cut.
I didn't realize your wife is such a dinner Nazi.
She really is.
My God. She's goose-stepping all over that kitchen.
She shuns a lot of our favorite fast food establishments. Oh, I don't want that. That sucks. That's disgusting.
What does she not like?
All of them. Everything.
Well, she likes Cane's. We know that. What else?
Everything but McDonald's.
She likes McDonald's.
Burger King. Trash.
Well, that is
White
trash.
White Castle. Sucks.
That,
Taco
know.
Bell. Sucks. Skyline Chili. Ass. All of it. It's a wonder. I don't know.
You got to move out.
Got the dog, end. Can't have good
My
food.
God, that's the end of that.
I mentioned a rotisserie chicken tonight, and she was all about that. And I love a rotisserie chicken.
Are you making it? Are you getting it from Sam's?
Making it.
I don't know.
Who's making a rotisserie chicken these days when you can get them in the Costco's
and
Sam's
what the hell to tell you.
$4.99.
All right, here's a baseball player that gets it. So Bo Bichette signed a deal with the Mets in the offseason. Mm. All right. He has started the season 1-for-14 with 8 strikeouts.
My guy.
That's bad.
He's doing just like Gunnar Henderson is doing for the O's.
Well, and so, you know, the Mets fans, even though it's 3 games into his tenure, they gave him some boos yesterday. And here, you know what? There's a lot of guys out there. Jason Kipnis, I'm looking at you. That always would complain every single time they weren't just cheered mercilessly.
I didn't think we'd have a Jason Kipnis
you didn't
reference
think so,
today.
Huh?
That's
no.
pretty good.
I don't know how that's productive. It's not productive.
You're not productive.
It's fans expressing themselves. It doesn't have to be productive.
Do you know what the best is? Is you remember a Baltimore Oriole back in the day who got a famous contract for their standards, Chris Davis.
Absolutely.
He was a masher. He came up out of nowhere, and then he had a 50 to 55 home run season and got somewhere in the neighborhood of a $160 million contract.
And then?
Which at the time was crazy. And then he went and broke records for a hitless streak.
For badness. Yeah.
And they went through the booing stage. But what's great is when you suck so bad
that you burst through
the fourth wall and you start to cheer him again. Oh, Chrissy boy.
Oh, you're doing it. Good job.
Hey, he's out there. Oh, man, he struck out again. He's so sad.
So Bo Bichette heard some boo birds on Sunday. And, of course, the New York media goes to the locker afterwards and asks him. And he says, if anything, I thought it took too long. I thought my at-bats were terrible, too.
Good.
Now, in his mind, maybe he's saying, F those people.
So what,
I'm going to show them, right? These know-nothing people. They don't know anything about baseball or what I'm doing out here. Go ahead and drag your knuckles back to Queens or wherever the hell they're...
No, you know, it's pretty simple. You have a crappy batting average. You're sucking right now.
But
that's how it works.
He says the right thing.
Exactly.
I'm surprised it took so long.
Yeah, I mean, it's the first series.
I'm surprised they didn't shoot me.
It's the first series. You're going to see some guys that are hitting 85 or 90 or whatever. And that's not going to be that way when you come back 3 weeks from now. That's just how it goes. It's 12 at-bats into the season.
We're going to have some fun with some audio, some tremendous audio coming up
Strickland?
Next. No, not that. You didn't put it in the system.
Sorry.
Hey, Mikey, I'm going to go get some Strickland. Okay.
Oh, but do you want to play Pongy first? Don't do that.
Oh,
let's play Pongy.
It's my fault now.
Oh, yeah. Pongy. Pongy time. I'm trying to do work.
Work.
Pongy.
Colin Mann and Timmy on the Fan.
Let's go play Pongy.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a bit of a slowdown if you're on westbound 670 going from Cleveland Avenue to 3rd Street. And watch out for traffic backing up due to an accident that's on southbound Hamilton Road at Winchester Pike. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Serious crashes on Columbus streets cause permanent physical, financial, emotional, and property damage. Vision Zero is changing that through roadway redesign and a commitment to zero traffic deaths. Find out how at columbus.gov/VisionZero. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Think you know Buckeye football? These two say, hold my beer.
The Beat with Austin and Berm.
Sponsored by The Waterworks.
Daily on The Fan's YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts.
Your home of the Buckeyes. The Fan.
And now, the podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Let that stay dry overnight to Tuesday morning across central Ohio with lows in the 60s. And on Tuesday, a near record high of 80 degrees. Dry in the morning, 20% chance of an afternoon rain shower or a thunderstorm. And then the wet weather moves in on Wednesday with a high near 70, 70% chance of rain showers. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
A show you can feel deep down in your plums.
No! That is a bad place to touch. No. No, 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 no.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Mikey, you want to know what one of my favorite things about March Madness is?
What's that, Tim?
One of my truly favorite things. It's not just, you know, watching your team make a run and possibly get a trip to the Final Four.
Because my team doesn't make a run.
And our team, yeah, our team has not been making runs. So hopefully we can find some other joy and passion through March Madness.
Michigan's making a run.
Michigan's making runs just fine, right?
We have some Michigan fans that work on the 10 TV side of the building, and they're not too annoying.
Thought that went through my head. That's good. The thought that went through my head, though, for a bad way, before I continue, is that the Buckeye players that transferred out of here, one went to Michigan, one went to Tennessee, and what did they just enjoy in the last 2 years? Two straight Elite Eights for Felix Akpara, back-to-back Sweet 16s, Big Ten championships, and now a Final Four for Roddy Gale. And he's okay playing lesser meaningful minutes,
yeah,
but as a key contributor to a really, really good team.
Go figure, he's a depth piece,
mm-hmm,
that is necessary for really good teams.
Which is what I'm trying to point out with, okay, like we didn't
with Devin Royal hitting the portal. I know,
love
dude,
everything Devin Royal was
understand.
About. But if you can't have... The thing you're seeing, what I noticed with Purdue, they had one player averaging 30 minutes per game. That's it. Braden Smith, who's become one of the best college basketball point guards of all time. How have they done that with one guy only playing 30 minutes per game? It's like if Bruce has to come out, the whole thing goes to shambles. Even the other guys like Devin Royal and John Mobley, at most you can maybe get him off the floor for 3 to 4 minutes.
Bruce is gone now.
Great.
Which we all just seem to think is, well, just plug and play.
But you've got to have a bench. The teams that are here that can win a title, your team almost improves when you have to go to that bench because you got guys
that are sparks, homie.
Guys that fit roles, guys that play hard with their hair on fire. We need that Kyle Young guy again. That type of guy that comes off the bench and makes an impact.
Non-concussed.
Yes,
Kyle Young
before his string of three straight concussions.
Right.
But back to what I love about this tournament when we don't have teams that are in the fight. It's watching these broadcasters do what they do and react in the great moments. And when you've got a broadcast booth that hits a home run and it's something that it just gives you joy every single time you go back and listen to it and watch it, because you're going to watch this clip probably 50 times, especially if you're a UConn fan, you'll never forget this one. And start with the national team. You've got one of the elder statesmen of the game. I love him to death. I got to meet this guy a couple times. He's as genuine as you would expect. And I met Ian Eagle as well when they were doing a game in Columbus. But to have Eagle and Bill Raftery and then an old Dookie and Grant Hill all doing this, this was the first one on the national coverage. UConn's classic buzzer beater over UConn.
Mullins tosses it up. Oh! It's good! We're 0.3! Utterly impossible! March means drama! The deflection, the reaction, and then the major nuggets out of Indiana. They all can shoot. Nylon!
So good.
Can I tell you something?
So good. When you come beat Duke, of
course. This is not a popular opinion, but back when Billy Packer retired, I was like throwing a parade. Because I'm not a big Billy Packer guy. I was never a big, oh, what are we going to do? Our favorite March moments with Billy Packer.
I'm glad you said it.
I wish Bill Raftery was doing this for 50 years.
I'm glad you said it. I always thought Billy Packer was pompous and thought that he knew more than everybody.
Absolutely.
It never got the impression that Billy wanted to like bring people into the game.
No, he was a gatekeeper of the game.
Yeah, it was like, I know more than you and I'm going to tell you about it.
I'll never forget too the time that he absolutely just humiliated a poor like student intern at the shot.
That was you telling that story?
Yeah.
I hate stuff like
that. Where he
that,
didn't have
man.
His credential on and he's, you know, trying to cross the court and somebody stops him. No.
Billy didn't have the credential on.
Yeah. So, oh, I'm sorry, you can't walk on the court. I don't see your credential. I don't need a credential. Who are you? And this girl who was working, she must have been a student. I can't imagine she was, I was going to say, a professional usher, like you went to college.
Like Usher the singer?
That's exactly right.
It'd be great if he would do
so
all that
work. So he humiliated this girl in front of everybody, but
don't like it.
I'm just not the biggest Billy Packer fan.
So we go from the national call here, and it's better when you have the other great thing, when you have a moment like this, if you get a hold of the home team broadcasts, and you get to hear the thrill of victory on one hand and the agony of defeat on the other,
to
hear how different they
thrill
are.
Thrill or agony?
Let's start with the pain and suffering first. So this will be the Duke radio call.
It in, they do for Boozer. Bobbled it, back for Starr. Needs to get rid of it, does for Caden. 7 seconds, try to throw it ahead, deflected, stolen by Connecticut. 2 seconds, it's Mullins up top for the win. Oh, he hit it with 0.3 seconds to go. Malachi Smith ran off the bench. That should be a technical, but with 0.3 seconds to go, Connecticut has the lead, 73-72.
He was open for anything.
He was. So David Shumate on the call there, and he did run off the bench. It's something that I've noticed in college basketball. They need to get the rule set to where you get like a sideline warning.
That's fine.
So this
stops being a thing.
I'm
not calling
right. Unless the dude like was out there for 5 seconds and disrupted the next play.
Right. If he
Duke called an immediate timeout.
Right.
They called a timeout. If they're trying to play.
To center court and just going.
Yeah.
And
what was that? A turkey gobble?
Well, you're watching on YouTube. You can see. Then maybe you call a technical. But you're not going to ruin one of the greatest moments in college basketball history.
But it's just the way your mind goes to that. And the way he said, he wanted to say, holy S, he hit it. That's what was going through his mind, how he just went down tempo there. Oh, God, he hit it. He hit the shot. So
that's disappointment.
Then we go to the UConn.
This is elation with UConn.
Cameron Boozer, they double him. Back to Saar. Now ahead to Caden Boozer. And a steal. Mullins gets it. It's Caravan to Mullins. Long range three. Oh! It went in! Mullins delivers. Bedlam. Bedlam here.
So that's Mike Crispino.
Ooh,
that's a nice
Mike Crispino.
The crispy boy. What a call, huh?
Great call.
Just both of those in both directions.
I saw a stat about UConn today, too. So, UConn, men and women's team.
Oh, man.
They're going to their sixth Final Four together at the same time. No other school has done that more than once.
Gino Auriemma, I was looking at his head coaching record just the other day.
Pretty good. I got to tell you.
I think he has.
That Gino.
I lost count. You know, you like scan the page and you're kind of like tallying up 30 win seasons and Final Fours. The man's won 12 national championships.
Unbelievable.
Just start with that. 23, give or take a year, 30 win basketball seasons. And 17 of the past 18 seasons in which we've had a tournament, Final Four.
It's unbelievable.
Think about that. Like, that doesn't make any damn sense how that can happen.
Six times they've done that together.
Six times
together. Where both the men and women have gone to the Final Four in the same season. No other school has done that more than once.
So as we get to the men's Final Four here, we still have the chance. We've got Fishies Illini.
Yeah, you can have an all Big Ten final.
He's got to feel, I'm not going to say anything to him about him. He's got to feel really confident.
He was pricing out tickets for Indianapolis.
Yeah, and I mean, you don't have to travel. You can just drive.
He still has to get tickets to the game.
But you don't have to buy a $1,300 airplane ticket like it was to Houston.
I understand.
That's my point.
But the game tickets are expensive.
Right, but what, $500? Get in the door price? Is there... It can't be much more than that, right?
Now, Fishy wants to be, like, right there if he's going.
Well,
he wants to put his feet on the floor like Bo Bishop.
If you want to do it, then you know that you're going to have to break the bank.
He wants to watch one of the itches yank at the nets.
Mirkovich doesn't even know how to cut. What this?
He goes up on the ladder.
For?
He goes up on the ladder.
To cut the net down.
To cut the net, but he doesn't know what to do, so he's just yanking on the net.
Yay.
Yes, what do I do?
There's a ladder there, and he kind of gets on the
Hello?
First step and just yanks the net.
Yes, I yank it. Cut it with scissors.
David, you cut a piece of net and keep it. What a scissor for?
Jason's beef with our guy Jason Stark in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an accident that's blocking two lanes on northbound 270's ramp between Morse Road and 161 on the East Outer Belt. We also have a couple-minute delay on westbound 670 from Grandview Avenue to I-70. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Cool. Which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Common Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
He's a man who's in every Hall of Fame in the known universe. He's a man who travels thousands of miles to see celestial bodies. He's a man who enjoys a good tomato pie. And he's a man who regrets a few life choices every Monday at 5:30. It's Jason's Beef with Jason Stark.
Sponsored by Logan AC and Heat Services. Don't go through another air conditioner breakdown. For fast, friendly service, call the experts at Logan Services now for a free estimate and next day air installation.
Jason Stark is in Cooperstown, and for some ridiculous reason, he joins us every single week on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Hello, my friend.
Mike, I'm actually not in Cooperstown right now. I just don't want you to mislead people.
Well, no, you're not in Cooperstown right now, but you're in the Hall of Fame. You're a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, if people go through there and find that writer's wing, you could find me there. That part is accurate.
I was thinking of you yesterday. I thought of you twice yesterday. The first time I thought of you, I went to Arby's for lunch, okay, and they had a new sandwich with spicy peppers on it that I got, and I was thinking of you while I was eating it because you're Mr. Arby's. And then a couple hours later, when I had lava exploding out of my crack, I was also thinking of you. So that's twice.
Oh, man.
I don't know how to respond to that.
No, I know.
You got them already, Mike.
Yeah, that's my goal. Yeah, Every single week, I got to make Jason very uncomfortable.
Yeah, you're doing a good job of that. It's working well.
More uncomfortable than a bad umpire.
That's a good segue. I just want to remind you that opening day reminds me of you because it was the beginning of the Arby's joke. This show, because if you remember, I was trying to make it to the ballpark for opening day, got caught in ridiculous traffic, had to pull off the highway and do the show from a parking lot outside Arby's.
That's right. And that's how you became Mr. Roast Beef.
I didn't know that that's how it started.
The same.
No.
Yes. And you didn't even order a mozz stick after that?
No, he just left.
What's wrong with you?
I did. There's no time for that.
Come on.
So we've had a weekend now to live with the ABS challenge system. We've had some highlights. We've had some lowlights. Give me your thoughts on everything so far.
Well, I think for the most part, it's been really fun. C.D. Buckner, I'm guessing, did not think it was that much fun. But, it's so cool when there's a challenge and that ABS cartoon goes up there in the scoreboard. And people cheer and boo the robot umps. I just love that. I live for that. You saw the potential, the way ABS can change a game right there in Cincinnati on Saturday when C.D. Buckner gets overturned six times. And like one of those things produced an event that should be impossible, right? Ryan Watson was pitching for the Red Sox. He struck out the same hitter twice in one at bat. Did he get credit for a strikeout? He did not. And Eugenio Suarez challenges strike three, two pitches in a row, wins both, gets him overturned, thanking C.D. Buckner, and then grounds out. But it still shows the possibilities. And I don't know. I know the stuff that's lurking, but it's been really fun and really meaningful.
Jason's Beef with Jason Stark right here on Common Man and Timmy. I texted you a couple weeks ago and told you that I realized, you know, after we booked a trip to Boston, that we were going to be in town for not just a Red Sox game, but for Red Sox opening day. So you'll be happy to know we did secure tickets. We're going to the game later this week. And I want to know if there is a person that's never been to a baseball game in their life and you could dictate the first ballpark they go to, which park are you sending them to?
You know, Timmy, I've been thinking about this since you told me you were going to Fenway. And, you know, I think my standard here is more atmospheric.
Yeah.
San Francisco is beautiful. Mm-hmm. That was my default answer for a long time. But I've been thinking, what feels most like a ballpark? So I guess what I would ask you is, are you leaning toward history or are you leaning toward like just one of the cool new parks? It's just got an amazing vibe.
Is there a way that we can combine both of those things though, Jason? I think there probably are some options out there.
Yeah. I mean, look, if you're trying to show off historic vibe, significance of the sport, just people totally into baseball, it's between Fenway and Wrigley, and there's nothing better than Wrigley on a beautiful sunny afternoon with a wind blowing out. But Fenway, that Field of Dreams scene with James Earl Jones, and where he's going up the runway and he lays eyes in the field, that's really what it feels like when you see Fenway for the first time, whether you know anything about baseball. And then if you want to do the like one of the great new parks, I've been going back and forth between Philly and San Diego, both great atmospheres. You'll call me a homer if I go Philly, so I'm going to go San Diego. You know, the weather would be great. The area around the park, it's perfect. The park itself, gorgeous, spectacular. The energy inside is just rocking every game. So I think I'm voting San Diego. I had some honorable mentions. Like Toronto, it's not real grass, it's a roof. So I eliminated that, but great atmosphere. They did a tremendous job just redesigning that place. And just so you know, too, people wondering about maybe like Dodger Stadium, I'm eliminating anywhere that it's just too freaking loud. So Dodger Stadium, Citi Field, places like that, they're out.
What about Tampa when they put the bed sheet back up on the on the ballpark?
You know, I'm like, there's a cult following of the drop.
There's a cult, all right.
What about their makeshift minor league park that they played all last year at?
Yeah, not my favorite. I haven't been to Sacramento. It's not really at the top of my list. What other ones you want to ask me about?
The Sacramento Bees. It'd be a fun minor league game to go to. I'm surprised. I'm a little disappointed you didn't say, because I can't say it, because I'd be a homer, that you didn't throw Camden Yards out there, because it's basically the first of the new wave. I think Cleveland, but Baltimore was 1991, right in that beginning of the new wave of the modern ballpark that incorporated some history in the warehouse, and they've got their statues out there on a patio beyond center field. And PNC Park is gorgeous as well, where the Pirates play. If you want to see some bad baseball and stare at bridges, PNC is for you.
What was my standard, Timmy? It was atmosphere, right?
So right,
if
right.
If you'd asked me 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I would have said Baltimore. That place is so beautiful. I could just sit there and watch them mow the grass. It's great. But, you know, like right now, they're not so sure what to make of their team. So stay tuned.
Jason's beef with our guy, Jason Stark. You and I like to sort of change the rules. We have ideas for how we can make baseball better. I have a rule that I'd like to make. I think that we focus too much on, you know, there's too many games. And I think that's the beauty part about baseball. I love the fact that we're playing 162 of these. Baseball is not made for you to watch every single nine-inning game all season long. It's made for you to drop in, drop out, recognize big moments when they happen. But I contend.
You contend.
I contend that throughout the baseball season, from, you know, opening day until the final day of the season, there should be a baseball game in every single time window. 1 o'clock Eastern time, 4 o'clock Eastern time, 7 o'clock Eastern time, 10 o'clock Eastern time, every single day of the season. Do you agree with me?
This is the best idea you've ever had.
Yes! Ooh! Yes!
All right, Commissioner of Baseball.
So, this is a great time to think about that, because we've been living through March Madness, and that's the greatest thing about that first weekend of March Madness. So let's go April Madness, May Madness, June, July, August, September Madness. And then, you know, we've got October Madness.
That's, you have such a unique product. Embrace the fact that there's no time. If it's an afternoon during that 4 month stretch, no one ever has to wonder, is there a game on? Because there is.
It's so true. And, you know, I'm that guy. I've always got a game on if there's one to watch. Do you?
Yes, actually, I was looking at the schedule today, and I was pissed off there was no 1 o'clock start. We had one 4 o'clock start that's underway, but I wanted to watch baseball at 1 o'clock. I had nothing.
Well, sometimes I'll run into some time zone issues, I guess, but I'm all in on this, all in. All in. But was there, did you say 10 o'clock?
10 o'clock Eastern time.
10 o'clock for the West Coasters. Yeah, there's always going to be a game going on out there.
10 o'clock Sunday night, you want a game.
Absolutely. Yes.
You got the Mariners. Okay. You got the Padres. You got the Dodgers. You got the Angels. You got enough out there, yeah. Right? You got the Rockies even can play at 8 o'clock on Sunday night.
Who do you want me to call? You want me to call Rob Manfred?
I'm just saying. Call him up.
Jason Benetti. I can call Jason Benetti. He can make things happen.
The entire baseball world goes through Jason Benetti. This is what I've realized.
Feels like it.
Did you watch a little White Sox baseball this weekend? You know, they're on pace for 0-162.
I watched some highlights.
Yeah.
They're going to get that record back.
Bandwagon.
What's that?
That Murakami bandwagon?
Oh, Murakami. If they had an entire team of him, they'd be fantastic. Can he pitch?
Yeah. That rest of the team seems like it might need a little work.
Yeah, no kidding.
But he's fun.
Jason, we appreciate it, my friend. We'll talk to you next week.
Love talking to you. See you guys.
Jason's beef with our guy Jason Stark on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Back page coming up. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch for some debris that's on the roadway if you're on westbound 670 after Leonard Avenue, and you're looking at a 5-minute delay due to a crash on northbound 315 after Bethel Road. It is slow from North Broadway. This report is sponsored by Fresh Time Market. Your self-care routine is about to glow up. Enjoy 30% off all vitamins and body care at Fresh Time Market from April 8th through the 14th. Take care of yourself and your wallet at one of the biggest of the year. Fresh Time Market, rooted in your well-being. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Join the Fan weeknights at 6 for the Buckeye Show. And if you're asking if it's just a bunch of homers rooting for all things Ohio State,
yes, yes it is.
Proud to be your flagship home of the Buckeyes, the Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and 32-ounce Yingling drafts for only $4.
Buckeye Roundtable with our guy, Skip Mossick.
Oh, that's right.
Skip coming up next. I think he had the last fish fry on Friday night. Lent coming to an end.
Don't we do it on...
No, I don't think
Good
so.
Good Friday, we don't do it?
Yeah, but I think so, but the fish fry is all done because they're getting ready for Easter.
Well, that's really sucks.
Well, this doesn't suck, my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. You know, I've told you about this many times, right, Mike? Three things.
No, listen.
Okay. Right. Three things that are essential to a fulfilling relationship, and Tri-State Men's Health, they're here to help you with all those things. Love, intimacy, and the third,
yeah.
The biggest,
yeah,
sex.
Tonight!
Ask Skip about that. He'll tell you.
He's having it right now.
How do you think he's preparing? So, when erectile dysfunction starts happening, ED puts it all in a tizzy.
And you can't have that. That's why you go and see him. See about that first $99 initial visit. You get the TMPSA test. If medically advised, you get a test dose. If it doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. They've got treatments that'll work when the pills or herbals fail. They've got treatments with success rates over 90%. It's a hell of a free throw percentage. That's even a better percentage when it comes to making good sexy time. Some can have you last an hour or more.
Dear God.
So check them out, 800-900-9654, or go to tristatemenshealth.com.
We don't do enough with meat pies in society. You've
been wanting to talk about a meat pie for a while
the
now.
The Brits have the meat pies over there, and I'm not saying everything they do we should adopt, but I don't know why we can't have more fast food places that just will give you a handheld meat pastry. Just think about that.
You got to convince me more on this. I mean, I did...
You got like a self-enclosed, almost like an empanada type of thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like a beef tip thing with gravy or a chicken pot pie, and you eat it on the go. Why can't we do more of that?
See, the thing that Mexico figured out is the type of marinating that they were doing on those meats and the spice blend that they have with the carnitas. It's just what they do with their sauces and their spices and their peppers. It seems to blend well with crispy dough or fluffy dough. However you're going to do that.
What about a chicken pot pie?
Whether you're going to go with a puffy taco.
You don't like that?
I do. See, that's where...
A handheld chicken pot pie?
I think when you get into some of the things that are hitting in England and in Scotland, when it comes to some of those like shepherd's pie or the meat pies, like that's a big thing when you go to the golf tournaments out there. Like they have those, they sling those. I didn't have one. I wound up getting I had myself a venison burger when I was out there. That was very, very tasty. But chicken pot pie, you'll have to give me some more examples. That one I can go for. I'm taking a chicken pot
pie. Steak and ale pie?
Yeah, that one doesn't sound as enticing to me.
Teddy, would you go for a handheld meat pie if there was a place out there slinging them?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Sounds wonderful.
Yeah. He's a good old-fashioned mang.
Yeah.
We need more meat pies.
What got you on the meat pie kick? Did you have one recently? Did you come across a restaurant that served
one? I was watching the Food Network. They were showing, you know, like the European...
Like the traditional ones?
Pot pie places and stuff like that. And I said, why don't we have that? We like pies. We like meat.
I'm trying to see like what goes into the traditional like meat pie that they would sling. I think it is more of that steak and ale,
yeah.
Like you just
steak
mentioned.
Steak tips and a gravy. And the only issue I can see with that is that you get that in the car and it's almost like a Hot Pocket. You take a bite of it and then lava comes out.
And
you burn your entire face and crotchal area.
But you know what? We have that same issue when it comes to, you know, chowing down on a piping hot pizza. You got to be careful with the roof of your mouth.
Yeah, there's going to be a learning curve involved.
There's a number of minutes, probably between 3 and 4 minutes, that you might want to let
the pizza sit
there.
What you have to do, I think, for the pie is take a small bite, let the steam escape. Don't dive in right away. Just get a little hole in there.
Right, or take a little nibble.
Little nibble is what I just said.
Yeah, and let it
the steam escape, and then let it cool down a little bit before you dig in. All right, back page, come on.
Backpage.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
All right, so I'm looking at more on the Ohio State Pistol Championship, and this just dawned
Six
on me.
Straight.
Did this dawn on you when we did the story an hour ago? Why are we beating certain programs out there? For instance, who do you think finished behind Ohio State? And it doesn't maybe make a whole lot of sense. Like, we beat Army. Army finished second. You know who finished third? Navy.
This actually scares me a little bit.
Then it was MIT, Utah, North Dakota State. Then the Citadel at number 7.
MIT?
Then...
They just build robots to fire
possibly
for them?
Then 8th, the Marines. The Marines are finishing 8th in a national pistol contest. Then it was Liberty in 10th. Virginia Military Institute.
And Ohio State's better than all of them.
Ohio State
they
is
got
shooting.
That NIL money coming into the pistol team.
They're shooting better and more pure than
the military.
Of the military
Special
academies.
Special Forces.
Plus the Citadel, plus the Marines, and plus VMI. Where's Air Force?
They didn't even, no top 10.
Get out of here.
They're more like firing the Tomahawk missiles air to air, not shooting the pistols.
All right, Buckeye Roundtable's coming up next. 2 big hours. We will see you back here tomorrow. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got about a 5-minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side, going from 670 to 11th Avenue. And watch out for an accident that's on the left shoulder of westbound US 33 after Scotts Lawn Road. This report is sponsored by Credit Karma. When your money's on the line, are you okay with a basic free tax service? Get the confidence of TurboTax with free Fed and state filing on Intuit Credit Karma. Around 37% of filers qualify. Simple 1040s only. See details at TurboTax.com/free. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.